Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 48.
I keep back to action.
We actually went with that.
I couldn't think of anything else because I was busy sucking on this candy cane.
Yeah, that's what we're calling it. Candy cane.
It's very minty.
So, Brian, what's it feel like?
It's very wet.
No, I just stopped because I feel uncomfortable about it.
He gives me great pleasure.
Oh, God.
Yep. So... I'm going to say this again later, eventually. Even though I've said it already. But anyway. theme song contest. I'll read the rules and stuff. I am just telling everyone to not leave and listen to Final Thingies that Kevin's not in to hear more about the theme song contest. So that's a thing. Just letting everyone know.
I was having my own Final Thingy with my eyes closed.
You almost made it, so good enough. You made it till we started talking about the Astro Mega Ship. This will all make sense later, I promise.
Wait, what about the Astro Mega Ship?
Ooh.
Oh, you didn't even make it to the Astro Mega Ship, apparently. Was it when I was talking about the SWAT Megazord?
I don't know. I got bored. Look, when y'all don't talk about things that I care about, I get bored and tired.
Oh,
half of ramble time was me trying to stay awake.
Well, that's just normal.
I mean, I assume it would be if it hadn't happened already. Or something. I don't know.
It hasn't happened yet.
I hate time travel.
So, okay, one-ups. I had a giant box of toys. Like, that was a lot of fucking toys.
I have a lot of fucking toys.
And this guy's like, man, get a fucking
trying to make them stop, but they're like, it feels really good. I'm like, dude, not cool.
Fucking loser. Get a life.
Nobody gets the joke, and it sucks.
I'm trying to do this thing. Kevin's talking.
So there was,
you can't handle itself.
Switches and rings and monsters and fig arts and model kit phones and
aerosols masturbating.
Magazines and banneries and
Bannery? There's no end to that word, Brian.
More rings and Mewtwo's and Ridermans and Mickey robots and Dino.
It's a bannery.
Ryugas and Gorsakis. And,
yeah.
It's a bannery. Yeah.
I'm Brian the Punk. It's a bannery.
Yeah.
Sounds like Linkara.
I hate this Power Ranger show. You should too.
That's more robot now.
Yeah. I've been steadily getting like various like ACG cards okay. in the mail from people.
I'm still waiting to get my ACG cards from Chenix.
This is my part. Shut up.
I don't care.
This is my part. Excuse me.
Maybe think of it.
So my Guardians of Justice set's complete.
Cocksucker.
My 2008 collectible card game set is almost complete. and I'm one card away from Rise of Heroes being complete. That one is possibly on the way to me. I don't know if I trust this guy on YouTube. So we'll see.
You gave me your address? Why would you do that? I'm going to come kill you now.
That's a chance I'm willing to take for this card.
What card is it?
The Shark Attack.
Oh, that's not even worth it.
I needed Shark Attack and Dino Megazord. I got Dino Megazord from a loyal fan.
I got Dino Megazord by buying a pack of cards.
That's cool. I didn't. So, that's it, I think. Oh, I bought Starscream and Bulkhead today because I went toy shopping and couldn't find anything.
That was just a story. Going toy shopping, I don't know what I'm looking for.
Like, I couldn't find anything else, so Walmart was my last stop, and I was just looking at them, like, you know, I want to buy something. So I bought them. Bulkhead's not bad. I actually like Starscream a lot more than I thought I was going to, so... That's cool, I guess.
I saw Shockwave today.
I saw Shockwave at work, and I was sat there. I was like, do I want to buy you? I don't think so. I left, and now he's not there anymore, and now I'm kind of angry.
I didn't know what to do about it.
I'll get him next time he pops up. I got Legion Class Hunger, so I'm like one more step away from getting Abominus. That's neat.
He just needs games.
I guess. I don't know. What?
Hunger. Games.
Oh.
That would be funny if you hadn't said Abominable between them.
But I've been killing my time filming a bunch of reviews, so I'm actually quite ahead right now, which is the first. So, that's neat. Anyway, that's all.
Don't forget that you also started K-Tai back in 2008, and you're about to finish that.
I'm, I think, like 8 away or something now. So I should be able to finish that tomorrow, hopefully.
Okay, my turn. Let's see. So, this week I've been...
Man, that was a good joke I didn't get.
Let's see. Shit, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, I've still been playing Bioshock. I'm actually almost done with it. I think I only have like an hour or so left. Maybe two. I'm kind of taking that slow just because I don't want it to end. I got my AmiAmi box. It wasn't a high... And then you just take this here. Sounded like we're shitting now. So I got that. I haven't really gotten anything in person. I found the Hot Wheels again today, but they didn't have the Black Ranger, so I didn't buy any of them because that's the rules. I feel like I found something else, but I don't think so. I'm still on the hunt for those stupid Ben 10 figures because no one has them and Walmart stopped carrying them, and I'm upset. But other than that, just been pretty much playing with new toys and playing with Bioshock. Nothing exciting to report.
What is going on?
It's making it funnier.
I'm so scared right now.
Yeah, that's about all.
That's about all.
Very splotchy.
I'm so scared right now. Okay, well, I got all my toys ever, AmiAmi and, the Dino Chaser from HLJ and stuff that came, and then I got, let's see, what did I get? I don't know, I finally bought, Clash of the Red Rangers because I wanted the card. I was like, look, I spent $10 on a card, I got a bonus movie with it.
$10 ACG card with bonus DVD.
Exactly. What did I get? I got the Make Your Own Sonic Screwdriver set. That was fun. Like 5 minutes of fun.
It's got a lot of sounds. I like that part.
Yeah, we unlocked a new one tonight. I don't know where that came from. It was.
How do you unlock a new one?
I don't know. I never heard this sound before, and then she was playing with it, and all of a sudden it made this sound we've never heard before. Yeah.
You press it once and then press it again, and it has the two normal screwdriver sounds, and then it has a sound for 3 presses, 4 presses, 5 presses, 6 presses, 7 presses, and I think 8 presses.
Oh, I guess we just kept pressing it. I don't know. I guess we're going to press it that many times, like, in a row.
This is fucking riveting.
I don't know. It was weird.
How many times did you press it?
In any case, oh, yeah, that's what I got. I got new plush Scraggy.
Oh. Scraggle.
I saw it sitting there at the Target, and I was like, I have to buy this. This is Scraggy. So I did.
My opinion.
I used Brian logic. I'm like, oh, look, Scraggy, must buy. Oh, okay, I'll do it. And then I bought it, and then I was happy, because I was walking around the store. It was funny, because I got 3 more of those little battle-ready figures that I didn't have. And I'm sitting there checking the backs of the packs for the little card number.
Backpack.
Well, and I'm sitting there holding Scraggy as like a child would hold their teddy bear, just like under my arm. Like, it was, I felt kind of silly, but it was adorable looking, and I got him. And I was walking around the store, like, actually the rest of the way around the store. He's just sitting there in my arm like a small child holds their stuffed animal. It was kind of funny to look at. But,
were you wearing feety pajamas and had a binky as well?
Oh, that's cool. Let's just make jokes about me, bitch.
What? That was a bit of an overreaction.
You just just said that you were acting like a child.
Yeah, so I'll make jokes at my expense, you faggot.
God damn it. just wait, viewers. He makes fun of me later.
So what else is new?
Trust me, it happens. To be fair, that's a prediction that could be made at any time, even if we hadn't been to the feature.
Just saying. Double standards going on here.
So all that happened. Then on top of that, and I'm going to try and keep this brief just simply because we're a bit short on time.
You don't say.
So as mentioned in my previous YouTube endeavor, I had a new lady friend. And the short version of the story is there was the original lady friend, then there was the dark times. There was a lot of gold digger played. There were some hurt feelings over the gold digger being played. Then there was this 4-month period that we're just going to call a huge mistake. Getting
to
back
be fair,
with,
we warned you.
Yeah, that's what the gold digger was for.
However,
the song was invented.
What had come out of that was what had happened towards the end is when you find the person that you're with, using about like literally every dating website on the planet to try and find someone else, it's probably time to walk away.
I didn't even know about that. It makes it funny.
No, I don't remember if I ever told you about that part. So that's kind of what happened. Of course, yeah, I found out by going through her email, but that's beside the point. And in order to see some of these things for myself and to see if it actually was real, because she tried to pass off something before as, oh no, I didn't really sign up. It's just like they're just sending me stuff. Like it's spam. I'm like, I don't think that happens, but whatever. So I actually had to sign up for a couple of these things. Well, I don't pay attention to that bullshit. I don't fool with it. But a couple of weeks ago, and I check it every so often, but people put weird shit on there. A couple of weeks ago, I got one of those emails like, so-and-so viewed your thing. I'm like, okay, let's go check this out. Click. So I went. I had to go find her because what happens is they want you to pay like $40, whatever it is, for a month for their website. And it will let you go straight from the who has viewed you to their page. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not paying for that shit. So I had to like use my distance calculator in my brain to figure out how to set it properly to find this person, which like it required like a lot of thought that I didn't want to put into it. But for whatever reason, I did. And I was already half tired from karate. Found the young lady in question. I really was like half asleep, not paying attention. Clicked a little ad button, not noticing, oh, look, it says she's still online. Something might happen. About a minute and a half later, I get a message saying, text me, and a phone number. I'm like, okay. My normal, general, shy self was like, I don't think I should do this. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm kind of scared. This might be like a crazy person who wants to murder me. I don't know.
Or like, I was tired. I clicked ad for sex. Something might happen.
Like this but no. So then I start talking to them. Later, it turns out we have a lot in common. A love of chicken. She likes Star Wars. Look, that chicken thing's important, dude. In fact, I was trying to see if I could scare her away. And like, I think within the first 2 hours of talking to her, I told her all about all this. Because I know most people, that scares them away. Even if it's like just someone you're trying to make friends with, they've run away for the hills. At least that happens to me.
And Linear Ranger.
I'm part of the clown trio.
Exactly.
You travel around with a spray can.
Except
some level, that's true.
Yeah, except she was just all cool with it. I'm like, okay, whatever. It's what you like. I'm like, wait, what? You're not – okay, cool. So that's been going on for the past 2 weeks. She has a wonderful little girl, 2-year-old, who I've taught how to use my sonic screwdrivers, and she loves those to death. which the young lady over here is also, she says she's going to watch Doctor Who with me. Apparently, she's seen a couple episodes before from one of her previous exes made her watch it, so she's agreed to watch it all with me. So that's cool. And she likes How I Met Your Mother. She likes Big Bang Theory. I'm going to make her watch Chuck. I think at that point it's pretty much a wrap. And she's going to watch Buffy with me. So
yay, we, Buffy.
So she likes vampires. So I was like, as I said, Buffy. And all I had to say was the word vampire. She's like, yeah, I'll watch it. I'm like, oh, okay. So that's cool. But actually tonight I taught the little girl how to play with the Gaboo revolver. So she went around shooting me. That picture will be on Twitter as soon as I finish talking.
Tonight I taught a child how to use a gun.
Exactly. She loves vinyl Gabutira. Like, she loves my stuff. It's adorable. She laid in the cat's bed today, which was kind of weird. But
that'll come in handy later. Just you save money on beds.
Get a cat bed. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm thoroughly enjoying this whole thing. And so I know there was a question that I apparently missed out on last week with the not being around thing about something with relationships. I don't know. I really only read half the question because I didn't read the whole thing.
We're opening up a new dating question segment.
Yeah, dating
it's
questions.
Be a thing.
I'm going to be your therapist. It's going to be awesome.
When you mentioned that thing, I think you mentioned your vlog too about her liking Star Wars. It reminded me of that episode of How I Met Your Mother where Ted made Stella watch Star Wars, and him and Marshall were all concerned about her liking it.
Well, you know, the thing about this is I was so excited when she said that. I was about to be like, okay, wait, what size ring do you wear? But literally, if you take the last one, and Brian has spoken to the last one before. I don't remember if Dawson ever spoke to her, but I know Brian did. If you take the last one and you take this one and you put them next to each other, first of all, you'll see a 1 foot height difference. But you'll also see it's like the exact opposite. I couldn't have done that if I tried. It's pretty intense. Like, it's just, everything's completely different. It's so much better and not crazy and psychotic and gold digger and fake and crazy. And no one's going to be trying to have random other people's babies or anything.
Random black babies.
Random black babies.
RBB. That was a myth of your life.
But yeah. That was fun. She liked Anky Don too. She pulled his face off though. I didn't find that last time she was
the there. Kid or the girlfriend?
No, the kid like Anky Don. Like, she's playing with it and like pulled the face off. I'm like, oh good, that's wonderful.
She is learning well.
But she came over today, one of the first things she asked is, where are the dinosaurs?
On a spaceship.
But the girl likes dinosaurs too. She has like all the Jurassic Park movies. I'm like, good, we're watching them because I have to see all of them. Wow, I saw the first one. But
stars but, yeah. The guy from Jurassic Park.
I know, right? But yeah, so she likes the Sonic Screwdrivers. She likes to play with them every time she comes over because they make noise and light up. In fact, the build your own set, I had her build the one. I said, here, pick the parts. And she built it. So it's like, this is her screwdriver. And she'll say that. She'll tell you that's her screwdriver.
Is she Tommy Pickles?
No, because then it would be in her diaper, and that would be weird.
Oh, God.
My dog likes the Sonic Screwdrivers.
Brian's trying to cut all punches into submission again.
She does. She flips the fuck out, and like clicking's like, and she like, and she starts trying to eat it. And I get really angry. Well, you know, Bella, don't eat the screwdriver. It's mine, bitch.
But yeah, so that was fun. Just thought I'd share that with everyone, and I got to do a little bit longer of a story than on my vlog. So, in fact, as I'm talking right now, I'm putting the pictures up on Twitter. So if you're following me on Twitter, you can watch me getting shot by a 2-year-old.
So is it my turn then, I guess?
Go ahead.
I feel bad following that, to be honest.
You should.
I will say that I was resisting the urge every time you brought up Gold Digger to bring up the old-timey prospector.
Look, the prospector is back trying to figure out the 9/11 joke.
That never happened. I have no idea what you're talking about. I work for Dagley Insurance.
Okay. So I got two of my packages that I've been waiting for yesterday. One containing the Rurouni Kenshin novel, which is Voyage to the Moon. And
do they actually go to the moon? Like, does Kenshin get on a spaceship?
No, I haven't read it yet, but chances are no.
Damn it.
And then the other was Harvest Moon, A New Beginning, which is very ironic because it's the last one the creator will ever work on. Let's see, I've also finished up the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure anime, or at least this season. They hinted at doing part 3 next. And I've also been making my way through part 6 of the manga. For anybody out there who actually knows what I'm talking about. But
I vaguely know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's it.
We all watched the gritty adaptation of Rocky Just Wants to Have Fun. Apparently Rocky did not really want to have fun.
Look, it's the pachinko monster. This will be a filler episode. Shit hits the fan, becomes a two-parter. More shit hits the fan. What?
Possessed child, destroyed city.
Just about everything that could go wrong did. Ko goes on a rampage. Serpentera attacks. Pachinko.
Probably good.
Probably good. Now it's time for...
Oh, wait. I wanted to mention... Hold on. Before we go, I just thought of this. No. It's more important. This is about an adorable little two-year-old who loves our animals and wants to hold our Chinese water dragon. She likes, like, Batman and Spider-Man and shit. Like, she watches Spider-Man movies. You go ask her, what does Spider-Man do? And she does a little, like, web-sling pose and goes... Like, it's so adorable. They came to karate with us and she's sitting in the bleachers... No, it isn't. Like, there was something else I was going to say, but I forgot because I was typing something. She's up in the bleachers yelling at us, Kevin, I love you. Oh, I know, right? Little kids love... Oh, she knocked over my figure art. She's playing with Link today. She picked up Link and then went to put him back down and knocked over Meteor. Again. She really has it out for Meteor.
Like, don't blame her, honestly.
She's taken out Meteor and Meteor Storm. She picked up Meteor Storm by the shaft. Like, the
oh god,
that sounded dirty. But
so glad we stopped for this.
It was envisioned dirty too.
Oh god.
But yeah, she has it out for both meteors. I'm really not sure why.
That's fine.
But, damn it, I really wish I knew something. It was something about her I was going to say. Think about her. Oh, she likes the Yoda soundboard on my phone. She plays my phone.
That was important.
She goes straight for the... She likes the Ahmed the Dead Terrorist one, too. I'm not sure why, but she goes straight for the Yoda soundboard, just makes it talk at me. Like, it's pretty funny. All right, we can move on now. Okay. Suddenly it's not as important.
So... As we all know, Akiba Ranger has the ability to bring about figure arts that you probably wouldn't get normally. But they're like, hey, we can advertise these figure arts in our show. And they're like, okay. So, their vocabulary is really weak. So, after the premiere of Akiba Ranger Season 2, they had a commercial that showed off a bunch of new figure arts that were kind of obvious choices, so it really wasn't new, but it showed off the rest of the Jetmen. Yellow Owl obviously decided to have a diet. But, the rest
hopefully he comes with a rock.
The rest of the G-Rangers. Kiba Ranger, Re-Ranger, so two Die Rangers, that's fun. The Boken Blue and Boken Black set that we knew about already. Tyranno Ranger and Dragon Ranger were there again. Obviously, the Season 2 Akiba Rangers figure arts that we've talked about before. And then, like, the big surprise that really... It's not really too big of a surprise, given how the fact that they're getting a V-Cinema, but they showed Hurricane Red, which was really cool, because Ninja Storm is really fun.
A Sanjo!
And there's that, too. So, there's a commercial for that, and then they popped up at... I don't think it was the Akiba showroom. I don't know where this is exactly. But Re-Ranger was there. There's Tyranno Ranger with, like, a American flag belt. I don't really know what they're doing there, but...
Fuck yeah, America!
Dragon Ranger's on display. Flame Dragon's there. He's coming out this month. I forgot. New Old Ichigo. Shocker Rider's there.
Medicom Wizard's Ichigo. There. My head hurts now, Brian. Thank you.
There's G3X. He's a Medicom, too. That doesn't have anything to do with it. It was a show of some sort. But yeah, so... I'm most excited for... Like, Kiba Ranger and Ryu Ranger, because I'm watching Die Ranger right now, so...
It's, like, perfect timing.
Getting figures of those is really cool to me. And then, like, I'm really excited about Hurricane just because I really like Ninja Storm, so at least getting Red and I'm probably Shurikenger, too, but... is really cool, I think. And just know that they at least have figures made for the other Ju Rangers, and Jetman is settling to know that they're probably going to get released.
Well, we all knew they were going to get released at some point. They're going to make all Sentais ever. I mean, I got excited, though, seeing them, and I like seeing the Vokangers again, even though we've already seen them and I knew we were going to buy them. I've already got a pre-order from Moki. But I also like seeing Kiba Ranger and Ryu Ranger, because Die Ranger suits are awesome. Also Tommy. And Hurricane Red, because Hurricane Red is awesome, and Shane and that Asanjo thing Dawson was talking about before when he made the stupid noise.
What? Sorry, I zoned out. All I heard was my name. What are we talking about?
How your mom likes to suck the dick.
Oh, okay. I don't remember talking about that earlier when I made the noise, but it's cool.
You know what? It's fine.
Am I supposed to say something?
I don't know. Well, do you want to say anything?
Oh, well, I thought somebody... I was trying to figure out what we were talking about. Well, I knew we were talking about the figure arts, but... no, I'm excited for them. I was just thinking, like, a week before this thing aired, that I really want to get some Die Ranger figure arts, because all I have is, like, this little shitty one I wanted some sort of lot that I got. And I'd like to have some for them, so... it's good to have those two, and hopefully the rest eventually, and... it's good just to also complete the teams. Or obviously, it'll take a while, but it'll be nice to fill them out.
I hope the Bokander set does well enough for them to continue doing sets.
It would be nice.
Because it's just, I mean, it cost-wise, it's only a little bit cheaper for us, because we only have to pay the middleman fee once, as opposed to twice.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of easier to handle with sets. I mean, you can do one video for two figures, and... you only pay one middleman fee for two figures, and
makes you feel like you're getting more accomplished.
It is actually tiny but cheaper. Usually they give you a little discount, but it's just nicer overall, I think.
They can come out quicker, too, because Deca Blue and Green were separated by some time.
Pink and Yellow, I think, are coming out at the same time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, was there another one?
I almost feel like, though, I would kind of enjoy it if they... did it as, like, Boken Black and Yellow, and then Blue and Pink as a set?
Yeah, that makes more sense to me, to do it like that, because you get two different molds in a pack as opposed to two of the same mold in a pack.
Well, for several reasons.
I mean, it just works better, because usually the females... I want to say they don't sell as well, even though they do, technically, but... I just think it works better like that.
I think they'd have a better chance of selling the females because you're packaging them with a male figure, which just also like, well, no, I mean like they're gonna sell a female because, oh look, you're buying black, so you're gonna get yellow. But also, like, for something like this, okay, here's, shit, which one is this? Bowkinger. I couldn't remember what I was thinking, which one I was thinking about. They kind of go together. Like, Black and Yellow had, like, a whole story together, or, you know, I mean, Brian, I'll tell you, it's Bowkinger, but, like, there was that whole thing with Black and Yellow, so it almost would make sense to put them in a pack together, and then Blue and Pink. I don't. In my brain, it makes sense. Well, don't judge
you
me.
You could set up the G-Rangers in their sidecar setup.
Yeah.
They kind of partnered off.
When everyone else is just a fucking idiot, shows G-Rangers. The look on what's-his-name's face, Yellow Boy. This is perfect for that picture.
I guess if they wanted to do the Jetman, they could pack Yellow Owl and White Swan together, since if... Blue's gonna be in Occubranger, there's a chance that she might actually be retail. So
that would be weird.
I would just do the girls together.
That is funny. I would too.
And then I would just have Wright to come with multiple rocks. Because I can't not pose him. That was his primary weapon. Lasers, power glove, and nope, I'm just gonna throw this rock at you. Gets in Zord, throws rock. Oh, Wright. Then I'm gonna become a turtle later. Okay, buddy, you do that.
Good times. I thought it was funny that Raita's actor ended up playing Kameo, just because, like, Raita always threw rocks, and now he literally becomes a rock. Because Daimugan is basically a rock with legs. That's all turtles are, really. Just saying. Okay, then our next bit of Nokei news. This isn't news at all, like, seriously. The Gokaiger suits were in filming for Megaforce. Like, there's legit pictures now. It's not just a
bot. It's the entire confirmed. Fucking thing. Gokaiger confirmed in Megaforce. I told you, yes, we deserve it. We're getting it because we deserve it.
They're ruining Gokaiger. You can tell by their posture. Captain Marvelous has been destroyed.
We deserve Gokaiger.
Marvelous has been destroyed.
That doesn't even make sense any way you think about it in your brain.
So once again, people are flipping the fuck out, going, "Well, they're gonna ruin Gokaiger," and I think Ranger Crew said something like, "It's got a low quality bar." Like, people are setting the bar too high, and they're gonna be severely disappointed with the quality of the show, or something like that. I'm like, well, that's pretty hardcore.
Well, to be fair, the quality hasn't been that great the last, going on 3 years now.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, I do like how you still get those people that are like, oh my god, it's actually happening, even though Ranger Crew released that story, like, a few weeks ago, and then, like, the day after that, Sierra Hana tweeted the picture of the Gokai Yellow suit. And then, I guess Ranger Crew said a long time ago that they were going to be in there, so it's just funny how stupid people are. But this is going to make the show. I mean, the suits are really just going to make the show.
But how are they going to explain Jake acting like an idiot? Jake is an idiot. They established him as being an idiot, so it's not like it's...
He did that dance number last week, and I was embarrassed.
Like, people are floating out going, like, oh, how is Jake going to match Don's posture and shit? Because people are worried about that.
I'm just less concerned about the fighting style as I am just the way they look, because, like I said, their body build is different, but that could be easily fixed by filming your own goddamn TV show.
And apparently they're filming a ton of footage, because I don't think we've ever gotten this much, like, filming footage. Like, not footage, but pictures and shit.
It's funny that this one finally came out, because every time there was a new Megaforce image, it was always some Gormans in the Ghost Ager suits.
Yeah, I thought that was funny, because I actually commented about it earlier that day. I was like, you know, we keep seeing the Ghost Ager suits over and over again every time. I'm like, are they even going to film any of their own footage with the Gokai suits? Well, apparently they are, because they're decided to fuck me over, but...
Thanks, you took my joke, Saban.
Yeah, I got mine from Saban.
Now you could buy other ones.
Yeah, they make 31-inch fucking Blue Ranger, Black Ranger, and MMPR Red, and there was no Robo Knight, and got pissed.
I want the Robo Knight to carry around with me like my own little Rex. And I want my actual size Co. This is what he when Co transforms, if he didn't grow, this is what he would look like. Make one for Justin too. Just the kid collection.
Lastly, they announced a Mega Force game for the 3DS that, if it's anything like the Samurai 1, is going to be very mediocre. But you can use your cards to power up your Ranger or something, apparently. That's what it says.
I'll power up your Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. I like this line in the press release that says, in the new chapter of the popular Power Rangers video game series, it's not a series, fans play as their favorite Megaforce Ranger while the supporting Power Rangers provide their boundless advice and encouragement to players as they battle their way through challenge after challenge. The Rangers' vocal and physical support will prove valuable as challenging situations and conditions arise in an attempt to foil players' advancement.
Like, are they gonna be in the background like, you can do it, and they're like, jump over that hurdle. Yeah, I know what to fucking do. God.
Like, seriously,
one's gonna be like, lick the monster's balls. I'm like, no,
damn it, Gia.
Sierra Hana is such a whore.
Whoa, what are you, Linear Ranger?
Chris is very confused and thinks you had a baby, Kevin.
I know, I see that. Hold on.
Chris, we're addressing this live, but you can't tell.
Later on, we won't even know you asked this.
Cheap dress is so ignorant.
I know. So that's it for news. Slow news week. Which that's I'm fine news. With. Now it's time for
superhero time! I got nothing for that
it's
better.
It's cool, just go with the Italian version. Just keep going.
Chioriuja! Wizard Priest! Akiba Lanja! Is that fine? I didn't, yeah. Can I add that in there?
Yeah, that was good.
I know I liked that. I practiced that.
I'm proud of myself.
So, despite Akiba Ranger actually airing first, we're doing it last just because flow and shit. Not like the insurance
progressive
girl,
chick.
She woke up from at heart.
I don't want that hoe telling me anything.
Pretty sure ugly, she's honestly, but
I know, and I'm pretty sure she's a tramp.
Everybody's a slut tonight.
Aerosol, especially.
No.
No.
You know? Yeah, we know too.
No, I'm. Shut up. I'm out of material.
Shut up.
I have no comebacks. I'm tired. It's 2:30.
Yes, same time it is here in my universe. Well, bitch.
My universe is still in 1:30.
As quickly we can go to bed. So.
All right, let's wrap this whole show up in 30 minutes. We can do it.
All right, so we're on episode. Right,
they won.
Eight.
They won. They won. Okay, let's start with talking about the shows.
So we're on Kyoryuger, episode 8. Nobuharu's with his... Is it his sister or sister-in-law? I don't remember.
Sister.
It's a sister? Well, he's with Deca Yellow. That's really all that matter, because she's hot. And her little girl, and they go to an amusement park, and they were going to sneak him in as her dad, but he's like, no, I'm an honest person. And they're like, here, take free stuff for being honest, because that's realistic. And the Debu monster shows up and makes like this labyrinth where everyone starts seeing their dead people, relatives or whoever they're upset over. So the little girl sees her dad. Eventually the dude's sister sees the dead dad. Nobuharu sees him and is like, dude, this dude's fake. He's not real. What the hell? It's like – come on, you're not going to fall for this. So she's like, oh my god, it's him. I miss him so much. I want his dick. It's so small. That's rude. I lost my spot. Oh well.
Oh god.
meanwhile, the other Kyoryuger show up. They're fighting at some point. I don't know. But Blue goes around trying to stop his sister. They end up like in a quarry because it's Sentai, and they do that there. He eventually ends up finding the monster, transforming and fighting him, while Red calls Pink stupid, and Green and Black figure out how to break into the dome that's covering this area that's making the labyrinth. The little kid apparently wasn't affected because she's a little kid. That's how this works. And it's like reverse Zoo Ranger logic. The little kid's the one not in danger. So they break open at the same time that like Nobuharu blasts the piss out of the monster and the whole labyrinth goes away anyway. So that was all for naught. They keep fighting some more. People wake up and they're happy and free. There's some fighting. Nobuharu's like, hey, give me battery 18. And you're like, dude, just say the name. Why don't you carry the batteries? Like, are you not allowed to? Only Red can carry batteries? What the hell are you doing? So he gives him Megaranodon, which apparently lets you tickle the monster. I'm pretty sure that's like sexual harassment. Just saying. But he tickles the monster before he can make another labyrinth. They then somehow destroy him using the power of tickling. I don't know what happened there. He gets big. Taragodon. Does he get big?
Yeah,
he got big. I really couldn't remember what they were fighting in the Kyuujin. He gets big. Taragodon comes in and is like, I will blast you with my lightning! He's like, fuck, what is the static's motto? Shit. I'm gonna give a shock to your system! And they're like, holy shit, it's a black guy! And they summon Kyuujin Western after Torrin's like, get that giant flying dinosaur thing.
Okay, seriously, one of the additional Kyuujins has to be black. Like, it has to be a thing now.
It has to be a Negro. And so they make Kyuujin Western. They destroy the monster. Taragodon does stuff and helps them blow up the monster and gets all pissy. And then he leaves. Then they're at the restaurant, and the sister's like, lol, that blue dude sucks donkey balls. I think he's a fag. And he's like, no, he's not a fag, dude. That aerosol guy's a fag. And they're like, I don't even know what aerosol.
Why?
Like, I don't even know an aerosol. What are you even talking about? Hog horn in face? And then it ends.
I'm sitting over here. I'm not doing a thing.
Welcome to my world.
Good times. This is the part where Kevin says what he thought about it. Was it?
It was a fun episode. Taragodon was
fun. He liked it.
Cool.
Okay.
I liked it. I want to see
Wizard.
Okay, I'll go. There's been no way clipping my fingernails right now.
At least you're not opening something. We're going to have to start an intervention.
Give it time.
That's how I had to actually clear my throat and decided to use it.
I thought it was one of the fun filler episode kind of things. Like, it didn't,
the Gochi. Where'd
it
that
didn't
come from?
Super intrigue me. But I didn't hate it. It was, like, randomly dark. Like, I wasn't expecting, like, that kind of an episode. And then all of a sudden, like, this little kid's sitting here. And he's like, well, why didn't the illusion work on you? Your mom's flipping the fuck out.
I saw the body.
And she's like, well, I've seen Daddy die, so I know he's dead. So I know he's not going to be here. And I'm just like, whoa. Kid's a trooper. Not like a VR trooper, but...
Trooper transform! And then you're just really good at dealing with emotional stuff.
It was interesting that the little girl had a better grasp on reality than pretty much anybody else.
Yeah, fucking Deck of Yellows over here going, oh my god, it's my dead husband. What am I gonna do?
What am I gonna do?
His dead dick. That's what you do.
Oh god! It's too far.
And rigor mortis will keep it stiff for a while.
Rick Moranis?
Rigor mortis, not Rick Moranis.
Oh, I was like, whoa. I don't know what he's into. Rick Moranis will keep him going.
It's one of those Canadian sex acts.
The reverse Rick Moranis.
Exactly.
So,
the idea of reverse Rick Moranis pleases me.
Shut up, Kevin.
I actually like this episode quite a bit.
Fuck them,
yeah, like I said, it was really fun. In a dark kind of way.
I'm always happy to see more for Blue.
Oh, yeah.
He's, since the series began, he was kind of my favorite. And I like the idea that he wasn't always... What is he that he does? He's like a repairman? Or he said odd jobs.
Yeah.
He's like the Time Force cast.
Yeah. So he wasn't always that way. Like, you see him in a suit and tie, and he's
suited up.
I couldn't recognize him.
Like, yeah.
I was like, who dat? I was like, shit, it's Jerry or Blue.
Who the hell is that guy? Dude, that's Ryusei. Oh, shit.
And everything, and they kind of, I don't think they specify, but they hint at the fact that he did actually kind of had a pretty good job from the looks of it.
Well, he wears a suit. Everyone knows what wearing a suit will do for you.
So, and I thought that was interesting. I thought I liked the little moments that kind of highlight the relationship that he has with his niece and kind of what he's given up to take care of her.
When we get kind of like flashbacks and information about the characters, because I think that's something I miss about like having sat through like G-Ranger and Jetman and stuff, is that you don't really, in the older Sentais, you don't really get a lot of those character moments. And so it's something that I like seeing in some of the newer shows and stuff, where they actually take a lot of time to focus on.
Even in Die Ranger, for as much as we like it, it doesn't have a lot of character moment.
They've got a lot of individual character stories, but they don't have any actual character background or
poor
character
Kazu, he got neither
development.
outside of Ko, really.
Yeah, because he's kind of important.
And he's only been living for a little bit, so.
Yeah, there were plenty of like little things that were really enjoyable about this. The fact that Amy was questioning why Daigo didn't think that she was one of the smart ones, and he just nods. He doesn't say anything. He just looks at her and nods. And she, the funniest part to me is she just accepts it. She doesn't.
So you think I'm one of the dumb ones?
Nice. That probably. Uh-huh. Can you imagine Lazy Coconut's reaction to that scene? Oh God!
I like that that our smart people of the team are black and green, because looking at them, you kind of wouldn't think that.
Because it's usually like Blue all the time for like a smart guy. That's just like the Blue stereotype.
He's a smart guy.
And
it's the Blue stereotype for the past few years.
Like you don't expect like the womanizer and the smart guy to be the same character.
Womanizer, you're a womanizer.
There's a song for everything.
Like I enjoy the fact that you see him a lot on that little buckle thing, kind of analyzing the situation. I think that's really interesting.
He's the only one that actually uses it like that.
Yeah.
Like, you realize this is a phone too, right, guys? No, it just stored my batteries. I don't know why their brains are melted.
I think it's always funny to watch them use those things as phones. I don't know.
But for several episodes now, we've seen him do something like this, where he's testing out the batteries. He's sending Green in first to analyze the way the enemy fights.
AKA decoy.
He's analyzing Daigo's necklace. We see him doing these kinds of things a lot, and I think that goes a long way towards...
See, cat researching is important.
Yeah, cat
pick the right
pet
before
you
get the dog fixed. I'm just saying.
So that cat not being a dick is a good thing.
Showing the influence that his prior profession had on his character.
Well, what was I going to say? Shit. Oh, you know, I think it would be funny since we mentioned having one of the extra Rangers be a Negro. I think it would be even funnier if he sees, like, Ian transformed and is like, dude, it would be so cool if I had that suit. That would fit me perfectly.
It should just be Toon Pockies. That's almost black.
It is, but, you know, you're not, that's not
truly black.
The counterpart
can be half black. Can be like Obama.
Yeah, but that's not really a black guy. That's just like a, that's like a white guy with dark skin. He's just been out in the sun for a while. Like I'm talking, if we're going to have a black dude, it needs to be like freaking like Flavor Flav out here. Like just full on talking, just like ghetto Japanese. He needs to have his pants sagging. He needs to have like a sideways baseball hat on. That's what we need, like some
you basically you want the Phantom from Wizard.
Yeah, I would
gonna
like
say this is horribly offensive, and then Aerosol made me remember the Phantom from Wizard. So
like like I would like him to have like a bucket of KFC in one hand. Like I mean just full on black guy from the street.
I sure like the watermelon.
Exactly. He has to, he has to maybe be chewing some watermelon flavored gum.
To answer your question, Brian, yes, they do have KFC in Japan.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't even hear him ask the question. But yeah, I think because you see how they had their stereotype of high school with Forze, I want their stereotype of a black guy now. Like we had Ramirez over there, Mr. Like, I'm an ancient Canadian fat guy. Viking.
I'm an ancient Canadian. Sorry.
Like. Now I want to see our version of a black guy, and I think it'll be hilarious.
So, how about that Iguanodon battery?
The power of tickling, that was fun.
I thought that was a little dumb, to be honest.
Well, what pisses me off is the fact that the Gab Revolver can't make those noises. Those are all the noises from Gabutira.
Start a riot. Yeah.
So I'm angry that I can't put those in there and make that gropey noise.
I guess Iguanodons have that opposable thumb, so that's why they went with tickling.
I do like...
Still stupid.
I do like the fact that he defeats the enemy with a pun, and then turns around and he's like... What do you say? He's like, he loved it or something. He's like, I nailed it. And Soji's just like... What? No.
Fucking Nobu's puns are like, I want to know how literal they translate those, or how much work actually goes into making a pun of equal punniness to make sense in English. Because if it's not direct translation, I have to hand it to him that those are pretty clever. I haven't checked, like, TV Nihons to see how they do it yet. So I haven't even downloaded it, so I have no idea. But that thought crossed my mind. I was like, I wonder how, like, whether they take, like, an element of the pun and then just make a pun about it, like, if it was about, like, a color or something. But yeah. I like puns. I think I killed everyone.
No? Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happens with puns. I don't care about Aerosol. It's spray can.
Well, he was the only one listening to me, so like I care.
Because no one wants to listen to you.
Well, clearly, but guess who edits the show?
Your mom.
I wish. Make my life a lot easier. Just saying, but okay. Let's talk about Wizard now. I want to go to bed.
Okay. So, we have Gremlin freeing that Cray-Cray guy, and while that
it's
craziness
Bishop.
Is going on, we've got Shunpei, is it?
Yeah, it's Bishop.
I thought so.
I looked at him, I was like, fucking, you're Bishop, and I looked,
fuck
and I was
you,
like, shit,
Bishop.
It is Bishop, go
wow.
Japanese recollection.
I honestly didn't recognize him.
Neither did I.
I'm really good at recognizing Asian people.
Quote of the day.
Well, it's just, I've seen him in two other shows, because he's in Hibiki as well.
Yeah.
He was in Hibiki, he was in Akiba Ranger, and he was in,
Kiva?
Yeah, that, Kiva.
What you started
for whatever reason, he looked so much different.
Yeah, he does look a lot different here, because he's got lot darker hair. He's in that stupid, like,
how did he make his hair darker? It's like black.
What?
How did he make his hair even darker? Is that even possible?
Dye. Or a wig.
Well, it's just so black. Anyway, we already talked about blacks earlier. So, we have Shunpei playing with his ping pong ball, and he's making it fly, and they're like, I saw his cup, and it was flying. I don't know what she's talking about. That lady got flying. That lady seemed nuts. So then theme song and stuff, and then we got, oh shit, what's Paimon's name? Fucking A. Wise man. There we go. We got him freaking out, and he's like, oh my god, this Legion guy's dangerous. He attacks humans for no reason. Hey, wasn't Phoenix going to do that? No, just him. Phoenix doesn't exist. I don't know what you're talking about. So then we got Haruto all of a sudden being a wingman to this dude, with his magic rings, and he's trying to help this guy get the ladies. And Beast running into some guy and fighting, and then he gets distracted by some ghouls or something, and then Haruto's still doing a kid version of The Bachelorette. Then Gremlin's confronted by Wise Man, and he's like, oh, I gotta kill you, bitch. He's like, at least tell me the ending of the Sorcerer's Stone first. And then Nito catches up with Haruto and tells him about stuff. But then Bishop seeks out... He's got a name in my summary now. Seeks out Wizard himself. And they start fighting. And something about... Oh, yeah, we should be making a bigger deal about the fact that Shunpei's backpack has a face on it now.
It's its own character.
So that's how important it is.
I actually didn't notice.
That was the first thing I noticed. So then Beast joins in, and usually he can't handle shit. So Haruto has to protect him, and then the Legion guy enters in him. That sounded wrong. And then Beast is like, oh, that's okay, I'll save you. And then he comes in there, and he needs to be saved by the dragon. He's like, oh, good, the dragon's got... Oh, shit, the dragon's been stabbed. And then Haruto's freaking out, and his belt cracks, and he didn't buy insurance on it, and then it ends. So it was a pretty decent episode, for a build up. I felt like a running theme of the episode was Beast can't handle anything. He couldn't handle his first encounter with his Phantom, couldn't handle the second one, couldn't handle saving Haruto, right after he got a power up too. So poor Beast. I don't know what the purpose of this whole side story with his kid who's being a wingman too is, but the stuff at the end was pretty dramatic and pretty good. So I thought it was a decent enough build-up episode for Infinity. The previews totally gave away it, though. Well, Haruto lose magic, show's final form.
I also enjoyed it. It was fun.
Right, now it's time for
I mean, it was a fun build-up episode. The part with the little girl and shit was kind of random. I think it was more or less a kind of signifier of, like, how important the magic is to bringing happiness and shit.
To children.
And so now he's like, fuck, I don't got magic. What the fuck do I do? I can't make anyone happy no more. Because his penis isn't big enough.
He lost his mojo, and he's got to go back and get it from Dr. Evil now.
Yeah, that. I don't know. It was an alright episode. Bishop was fun because he's Bishop. I love it whenever he pops up. Just
I love it whenever he Bishop's around.
I enjoy Legion. It's kind of a shame that for as big of a deal as they were making about him, he's probably going to die next episode.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I'm like, you know, you'd be a nice little Phoenix replacement, but you're probably going to get your ass kicked by Infinity and die.
I just think it's funny that, like, they introduced that idea a while back about Phoenix just attacking whoever, and it doesn't matter if they're a gate or not. And then he got flung into the sun, and now they're just kind of recycling it. Him and Phoenix? Phoenix could have been cellmates.
I thought the idea of Beast going inside of Haruto and fighting the Phantom within was kind of neat. I mean,
yeah.
Especially since it's him and the two giant Phantoms facing off against Legion. Even though they got their asses kicked, I thought It was a neat idea. I'm
Oh, Dragon, you got this? Okay. Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. I think he's dead, guys. All right, Kamara, let's go home. We did all we could, buddy.
I like that... What's his name? Gnome?
What?
Gremlin.
Oh, Gremlin. No.
Gnome's the guy that throws grenades at Japanese children.
Gremlin's... It's interesting what's going on with Gremlin, because it's kind of unclear what side, if any, he's on. I wish that I liked Gremlin a little bit more as a character, because I don't at all. He's just not interesting to me. I think what he's doing is kind of interesting, but that's about it.
I feel like he reminds me of Long. I feel like he's just bored, so he just fucks shit up. He's like, I'll just manipulate these people today. Maybe tomorrow I'll do this. I'll release the psychopath on Thursday. So my week's pretty much full.
Yay,
psychopaths.
It'll be interesting to see, I guess, but...
Yeah.
It is. Like, yeah, Infinity...
I like Infinity.
I feel like it's too soon. Or it could just be the fact that I was getting really used to the show not shoving new toys down my throat.
I think it's too soon in the fact that Beast just got his final form. I feel like there could at least be... even
this
if it
was episode, what, 30, right?
Sure.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
So, it's 30, I mean, it's going to premiere in 31. I think Cosmic premiered in 32. So, I mean, it's in kind of the right place, but I think it's just the fact that Wizard has so many upgrades... over the course of these 30 episodes, that it feels too soon after we just got, like, All Dragon, and then, like, right after that we got Beast Hyper, and then now we're getting Infinity. So it just kind of feels like too much, I think.
Plus, it kind of diminishes the importance of Infinity.
Because it's just...
Since we've gotten so much, and now we're getting another, it just feels like another add-on instead of something that should be a lot more important.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry for Beast, though. He finally gets his moment last week, gets a power-up, gets to destroy someone, now he's back to being flung around. Oh, poor Beast. Now it's time for...
The Force? No, because it's time for Akiba Summary, except not this week, with Yuki.
Best jingle ever. So the checklist, Akiba, not this week, Summary with Yuki.
Or whatever it says on the album art that Igalardo made for us. I don't remember what it said.
Your little summary jingle was about as coherent as the actual opening theme for Akiba Ranger 2.
La la la. Like,
this opening thing just la la la?
Like, the opening theme was just la 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 with some words. Cat's over here going, I don't like this song as much as the first one. And I'm sitting here going, if you were reading the boxes that popped up, you probably weren't, because most people don't, but I was, because I'm a loser.
I wasn't.
Like, the title was Akiba Ranger Season 2, and then right under it, it said, like, unofficial demo version or something. So I'm thinking, like, after episode, like, 2 or 3, they're gonna, like, actually have a song. But regardless, the la-la-las were very coherent and fun. But, yeah, there's no summary this week because...
They did it for us.
It was basically a clip show. So you've got Nobuo, he's there doing his deliveries and shit, and he's like... Man, it's been 9 months and shit. And let's go back to the base. And so he goes back to the base, and Hakase's there, and she's like, "Fuck, I haven't seen your black ass in ages." and then they start going on about how, oh, you remember when all this shit happened? And then occasionally things will be off, like
Mizuki's hair.
The Americans that showed up were after Mitsuki and not Nobuo, and then the Pentagon recruited Mitsuki instead of Nobuo. Basically, all these things to rewrite the show to where Mitsuki was important because her actress couldn't be in the show, so they have to get a new Blue. So they make up all these ways on how it was all targeted towards her so that she isn't in the show anymore, and she had to leave at the end to go be a part of the Pentagon. But anyway, throughout all these flashbacks of things that didn't actually happen in the original show, her hair's long because the actress has her hair that long right now. And all the other parts are hair short like it normally is in Akiba Ranger, and so you have this huge inconsistency, which is obviously done on purpose, and it's actually really funny, I thought. But I thought it was neat. But so you got that going on, and it's just flashback after flashback after flashback until we get to the end. And basically, their version of Akiba Ranger ended to where the Jetman, the Deckarangers, and the Bokengers showed up to fight this war with Delu Knight, Melshina, and a bunch of the little grunt guys. And they fought for, like, ever, apparently, because the portal was open. They just kept pouring.
Wasn't it, like, exactly
3 days and 9 hours?
3 days and 9 hours.
3 days and 9 hours. And so they just kept fighting, and it was actually a pretty funny scene. You got roll calls and shit. And then the Jetman ending theme played, and I was reminded how boring it was. And so they're like, okay, well, and then Mitsuki left. And so Nobuo is passing by that hobby shop, and through the window he sees the DX Akiba laser. And he's like, what the fuck? So he's like doing his Japanese screamy thing that's really awesome. And he's like, ah! And there's Akiba Ranger merchandise everywhere. There's like vinyls and the 12-inch perfect models that they release, and like figure arts and like the Robo. And
reminds me, they never released those vinyls.
The laser, I know. Actually, Red is like partnered with the first Blu-ray disc or something.
Oh.
Pissed me off, man.
They can't do that shit.
I know.
Blu-ray discs are like $1,000 over there. DVD, $500. Blu-ray, $1,000. Man, Walmart is expensive in Japan. Special Walmart set, $1 million. Fuck.
So he's like, dude, is this official? And all of a sudden, Dr. Maki's there. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I don't think it's like actually Dr. Maki, but it's his actor pretending he's Dr. Maki because he's got Bai on his shoulder like he would Kyo-chan, which I find awesome. I really want a vinyl Bai toy, but and so he's like, yeah, Akiba Ranger, the 17th Super Sentai. And Nobuo's sitting there going, what the fuck? And they start counting, and they go all the way in order, and then after Jiranger, Dr. Maki says Akiba, and Nobuo says Dai. And he's like, Die. And he's like, no, 17th was Die Ranger. And Dr. Maki's like, what the fuck kind of knockoff is that? The 17th Sentai is Gosei Sentai Akiba Ranger, which I find hysterical. And so basically, they related the Sentai that was based off of like Chinese legend and Chinese martial arts as a knockoff, which is fantastic. And Gosei is 5-star, and there's only 3 Akiba Rangers. So it's extra fantastic. And then it like ends at that with Nobuo just being confused as fuck. And I love it.
It's extra, extra fantastic if you know and have been following us for the past couple of weeks with us having just recently been watching Die Ranger. So this is a very weird coincidence.
Yes. We have apparently been watching a Chinese bootleg of Sentai.
Maybe we're in a show. Do you ever think about stuff like that?
So, it's really fun. Like, I was happy to see it back. Like, parts of it bored me because it was just a clip show.
Yeah.
But I love Akiba Ranger so much that I was still enjoyed by it.
Well, like I had said in our private discussions that occurred the same day, I was a bit confused just because obviously I knew the premise and how it was going to go, but I wasn't sure how they were going to pick it up. So, like, when it started, you just have him dreaming about these figure art battles, and then he goes to the cafe and, like, you know, everyone's happy and know each other. I'm like, where are we? What timeline are we in? I feel like somebody listening to the podcast.
What timeline are we in? Because we're in this alternate timeline that makes no sense.
Like, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, it's funny because when we first watched Akiba Ranger this time last season, we really didn't know what to expect. And we were just kind of taking it as this really fun show every week that was just kind of making jokes. But now, like, I keep waiting for the twists. So now, like, I'm like, looking for things that could happen. And I don't know. Like, I still kind of want them to somehow figure out that they've been rewritten. Or, like, I don't know, meet their other selves or something. I don't know. Like, coming up with all these things, and now I'm waiting for something like that to happen. Whereas before, they totally mind-fucked us by getting all serious. And like, I didn't expect the show to get serious. And, like, I didn't expect them to realize they were a show. I would never expect that. So, I don't know.
I thought this episode was okay. I'm probably the most down on it out of the people I've seen who've watched it, but for me, like Brian said, a lot of it was just clips. Yeah, so it was kind of a recap, and I totally understand. Like, I'm not bashing it for being a recap episode. Yeah,
I think it was just something they had to do because of the rewrites.
Yeah,
yeah.
So.
Like, it was kind of a quieter opener. And
so, and a lot of it just, I don't know, I didn't really find overly amusing, partially because I was just watching scenes I had already watched out of context, and the big final battle with the Bokengers and the Deckarangers and Jetman, that was okay for me.
I think my favorite part was they took pictures of it. Sorry.
The last 5 minutes, though, was very fun. but, yeah. It wasn't fun enough for me to be like, man, this was awesome. But
I think that's why I'm okay with it, because that last part was fun. So while I was sitting at the beginning going, I don't know how this is actually going to pan out, because I was honestly really bored, and only entertained because it was Akiba Ranger. But then at the end, it kind of restored my faith that this is going to be wild.
I'm just not sure where they're going with it. Like, because I had no idea about them being in Die Ranger's place. So,
yeah, well, I don't think anyone did. Like,
I thought, like, because obviously I've been following the rumors, but I don't pay that much attention sometimes. So I thought they were going to, the part in last season where they just suddenly appeared in the real world was going to be true, and that's why they were famous now. But I don't know. The whole show could be about trying to prove Die Ranger's existence. I don't know.
Which I think would be really funny if that was the case. Like, the entire show is just trying to prove that this show that we're just going to be finished watching next week is an actual thing.
So it's just funny because, it, like, if I think about it, it's the way they're doing it is kind of a stupid idea of just rewriting it so that they could do a second season, because I think there could have been several funny ways to continue it from where they left off. But it earned enough good faith with me last season that I'm still looking forward to seeing what they have next.
I feel like overall this episode was kind of a tease.
It kind of reminded me of that clip show they did for, like, episode 13.
Yeah. A lot of it was clips, some modified. And then the tease comes with its final, like I said, the final 5 minutes, which did make me want to hurry up and get into the season proper.
Yeah.
So basically the whole first episode is a tease.
It's like a really long
trailer.
Until
we get to the second episode.
Did New Blue even appear in this episode other than the opening credits?
Just in the ending. She wasn't even in the opening.
Oh. So I just have to say, I love Dr. Maki being in it. Like,
I hope he's a regular.
Like, that'd be fantastic. Like, I feel like the people that make Akiba Ranger were just sitting around and they caught some sort of O's rerun. They're like, I like that guy. I like the way he holds that doll. Let's use him. Like, I just love the fact that you have Dr. Maki. He looks kind of frazzled. Looks like Kevin after he's in a vlog where he just woke up.
God damn it.
And then, like, I love that Bay is there. Bai is there. where the doll should be. Like, it cracks me up. I think it'd be funny just to have a bunch of, like, different things from various Sentais be there. Like, maybe Navi's there one time. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other small things. Ko was just sitting there. You could get the doll. Get the doll from O's and dress it up as Ko. I don't know. I just think there could be a bunch of different funny... Get the fucking hamster from Hurricanger. I forget his name in the Japanese version. It's been so long since I've seen Hurricanger. Sensei. I'll just call him Sensei. What else is small? I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of little characters in Sentai. Shit. I don't know. Get a little Datus. I think that'd be funny. I don't know. But I think that'd be pretty good.
Real Action Heroes Kickhopper.
Oh, that was a good picture.
Yeah, that was a thing. He's still fucking sitting over here.
Well, but yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen. Yay for tiny clapping. I'm assuming it's tiny clapping. Or Brian's trying to kill the mouse very gingerly.
Well, it's in the wall. I can't get it.
Cut to Brian. He's like in some sort of hazmat suit, curled up in his chair.
Like, I can't like get inside the wall. I can't phase into the wall.
You need to be more like Kitty Pryde, Brian.
Okay. I just think that's funny because you had the same idea that I had.
Well, that'll happen here. That's quite often, actually. Oh, okay, so now it's really time for
Mega Force Summaries with Shuki. Cha! For reals.
Earth Defenders never surrender. For reals. Be honest, I was kind of hoping that the ZQ would interrupt us again. Oh, shit. I dropped the belt.
Oh, that hasn't happened yet. Fuck, I forgot. I forget this shit, man. So, they're all sitting around our knees, and they're like, man, Robo Knight's awesome. Gosei's an asshole. Man, Robo Knight, you're a loose cannon. Bitch, I'm Robo Knight. And I don't know why I wrote all that, really.
It makes sense at the time.
So it makes sense as I'm watching it, as I recollect on it. I have no idea why I wrote that. So Troy's sitting there going like, man, I'm having these dreams.
And Dem pillow lips. Like, sorry. Couldn't resist.
And it's like, we're all fighting. And like, well, dreams can tell you the future. Is Robo Knight with us? He's like, I have no idea. Despite the fact that Robo Knight's sitting there going, attack, and running right alongside of them. Clearly not attacking them, but whatever. So they're like, Robo Knight's an asshole, let's make him one of us, and blah, blah, Brock and shit. And so Brack's like, I can do this ship. And he changes into his chinchilla armor on screen, and everyone's flipping his ship. So he goes and finds Psycho Tick, who goes to the same theme park the Samurai Rangers were at, and stock footage of theme parks. So he goes there and wrecks the ship. And so the Rangers get their morph, even though they can't figure out what morph call to use. Like, they just go straight to for it's morphin' time, which is fine with me, because Go-Go Megaforce is a load of shit. But Robo Knight arrives.
I don't steal swords. I just couldn't figure it out.
And so Robo Knight arrives. He's a dick and can't save people properly because he just doesn't really give a shit, which is fine.
Fuck yeah.
The Rangers are pissed. They're like, you're a dick, man. While trying to do a night dynamic, but he gets ticked or dicked. Both. And he gets captured. Like, he just fucking teleports away. He's like, bloop. And he's gone.
Good noise. Good teleporting noise.
So the Rangers go back to the command center because they finally remember they have one. And they're still pissed. They're like, why the fuck don't you tell us anything about this fucking Robo Knight? He's just picking, whatever. Words.
Entrance.
He's Elk a dick down. To people, apparently.
Fucking Time Lord brain.
But Troy's like, he's our bro and we have to help him. And so Robo Knight's stuck in a cage and he's like, I will just break these bars. And he's like, and he can't do shit because the cage electrocutes him. And so Rack's over here, he's got the Robo-Morpher, and it's got, like, a Bannery bar on it, and it's 55%. I'm like, well, way to fucking edit that footage. He's like, your Bannery's gonna run out, fucker!
And... he starts taking dick pics. Like,
so, Vrak points out that he doesn't care about humans, so the humans won't care about him, and so he's fucked. Psycho Tick is in the city. He eats all the power, and so he sends the Earth into the old days with crossbows and horses. He was the cause of the blackout. And so Robonite's still in the cage. He's down to 10% somehow, because he's still sitting there trying to, like, bend the bars and shit. I think Kevin just snored. Yep, there we go.
He was doing it during the end of the Akiba Ranger, just, like, summary-ish thing.
And so fucking Robo Knight is like, but he can't do shit because the cage has sapped his power. Kevin's
Robo Knight's
so loud.
Wait, let me try something. And then Robo Knight's like, damn it, I didn't get the timing right. He was going to be using the sound effects.
So Troy arrives, he starts talking about the power of friendship, like this is a Forza episode. And Robo Knight is all like, the fuck? And so the others find Psycho Tick, and they unmoor fight some loogies. Gia's just a fucking badass. She's just standing there. And they're like, let's get him. And she just, like, nods. And they run. Like, they have to listen to her. And it's fantastic. So they kill them all and then they leave. Vrak and Psycho Tick fight Troy, Noah, and Emma while Jake and Gia are over there by the cage just going, we're friendship and badasses and I'm hot and we're your bros and sisses and hot
sisses.
And so after some determination, Robo Knight's like, you know, fuck. I could just reroute this power and be okay. And so he does that, and he gets his power back, and the cage explodes. So he beats the shit out of Vrak and Psycho Tick by himself. He's like, Night Dynamic, and then Vrak's like, oh shit! And so he just kind of, like, gets hit and flies away in his, like, typical, like, foom over-the-camera shit flips that they do. And so Psycho Tick's, like, fucked. He's just laying there, like, dead. And Vrak's like, you'll pay for this, Zombats! And they go, and so they make the Psycho Tick big. He's a big dick. And so they're like, summon Night Zord, Sky Lion, Sea Lion, Mechazord thing. Night Brothers activated, Lion Zord morph, Lion Mechazord activate. This is all said in the show. Go say Grand Megazord activate, Zords combined, summon Megazord, go say Grand Megazord complete. They fight. And then it's like, Sea Lion kick and Sky Lion go and Victory Charge, Grand Strike, and he wins. And they're like, threat neutralized, because he's Robo Knight.
15-hit combo.
Like, seriously, all that was said in the show. Robo Knight is sitting there, like, going, I can break bars. And he's like, Rrr. He's like, I do not understand, or I will destroy you, or inserting Vulcan cannon thing. Or like, he says everything. I'm like, seriously, dude, calm the fuck down.
Walking to ice cream parlor.
I get you're a robot, but seriously, chill. Go on mute, please. So Malkor's pissed that he lost. And he's like, man, Robo Knight's a fucking dick. And I'm like, well,
I shouldn't even
Robo
be here.
That's what the Rangers were saying. He's like, Malkor's like, I shouldn't even fucking be alive right now. I dodged a bullet with this one.
This is an alternate timeline in which Gosei Knight and him exist at the same time.
So Robo Knight's brooding on top of a building. And the Rangers find him, and he's like, you know, dude, we're a team, we should work together. And Ronan's like, working together is insufficient. And
you
we work alone to minimize errors and defeat the bad guys. And they're like, haha, he learned because he said bad guys. And he flies off, and then something about Jake being a bitch. I have no idea why I wrote that either. But he has to buy the smoothies because he's a bitch. And it ends.
Something about Jake being a bitch.
Like, seriously, I wrote that. I wrote something about Jake being a bitch. I have no idea why I wrote that. Gia said some smart-ass comment about Jake because that's how the show rolls, and I have no idea what she said, but Lady Ranger probably hated it.
She's a bitch.
It was an alright episode. I remember the Ghost Sager episode, and it was pretty much that. Just with more Robo Knight shit.
Yeah, except Ghost Day and Night was not as annoying.
Like, I mean, I like what they did with Robo Knight in terms of how they adapted him, because Ghost Day Knight's a giant dick. But, like, seriously, I think they have this mentality that there has to be someone talking all of the time throughout the show, or else the kid will just walk away. He needs to hear a voice. Like, sound effects aren't enough. He needs to hear a voice, or otherwise the kid's gonna be like, bored now, and go pee on the wall. So,
or peel skin off somebody's body.
And so you got Robo Knight sitting here doing, like, he's narrating fucking everything he's doing, like, picking up water bottle, pouring it on my face, because he doesn't have a mouth. Like, walk over, picking up rock, throwing rock. You know, now he's channeling Raita. But, like, it's just kind of obnoxious that, like, either the monster's talking or the ranger's saying a smart-ass comment, or, like, Robo Knight's sitting there narrating his every motion, or Rack's sitting there being homo.
I like how he sounds like a really flamboyant version of Chaos.
Exactly. And so, like, something's always making a voice. I'm like, can't you just make noise? I'm fine with noise. Are you better at just not saying anything? I'm like, I'm seriously concerned for, like, watching the show on mute. Because I think it would be more bearable.
I was just saying, watch the subtitles, then you might as well just watch Ghost Nature.
Like, I don't know, it's just aggravating that, like, they think this through. I mean, like, there's cartoons that go, like, at least a minute without a voice, just because you're watching what the character is doing on the screen while listening to, like, the background music or, like, the sound effect that's playing. You don't need a character talking all the fucking time.
I mean, Dragon Ball Z didn't have that. They would breathe a lot. They'd be like, you're very strong. Then they would breathe for 5 minutes, boast, and then breathe. And then the fight with Frieza would go on for, like, 3 seasons.
And DBZ was a hit.
Opens package, obviously. Damn it, Ryan. You got a problem.
Well, it's late. I need to eat my cheese now before I go to bed.
Like we said last week, it's also kind of annoying that he's so adamant about saying the environment instead of the earth. Because the idea of him and Gosei Knight is kind of like a cool concept that he's more concerned about protecting the planet, of making sure the planet doesn't die instead of like the people on it. It doesn't really matter. Speaking of, how awesome was it seeing him endanger humans? To be fair, those humans were fucking stupid. There was nobody stopping them. That fucking guy and his... I remember the guy with his kid. He had, like, stupid hair. It pissed me off for some reason. And, like, he's hiding behind a bench. And, like, you look behind him, there's nobody for miles. Nobody was stopping him. The monster had no interest in anybody there. And they're just like, oh! And then Robo Knight gets in front of him. And someone tries to shoot. Robo Knight, like, dodge that bullet. Fuck yeah, I'm good. And the guy with the stupid hair is like, why didn't you just fucking leave? Like, it's not like one of those episodes where the monster's like, humans, I'm gonna kill your faces. And they're like keeping him hostage or something. Like, everybody else fled except for those two groups of people. And it's their own fault if they would have gotten lasered. Right, Kevin? Kevin, don't roll over on me, please.
I mean, like, I agree with you. Like the humans in the show are so stupid. Like, in any of these shows, like, they don't run, or when they do run, they run, like, the complete opposite direction they should. Or in this case, they could run and they don't. So, I don't know. They're problems, man.
It seemed, I don't know, I guess it, are all of the Power Rangers are goody two shoes, but it seemed weird to have Troy, who seems like he's more goody two shoes, defend Robo Knight as opposed to Jake and Gia, which, for lack of a better word, seem more like the roguish people. You know what I'm talking about? Like, their personalities are more normal, whereas Troy's like, humans are the best ever, except when we're not fighting and killing each other. So, I don't know. It just seemed like opposite of what I reacted to. No one, what's her face? What's her name? Camille? Shit. What's her name?
Emma?
Yeah, that. I don't even know where I pulled Camille out of.
Camille? They're just really? Over
there. It seemed like they don't even care about this conflict going on. They're just there to do whatever. I did like, randomly changing subject, I did like the civilian fight scene we got.
That was actually really well done. Like, I like it when we get those because, well, first of all, you know it's original. And they're usually really well choreographed, so I like when we get those because it's actually entertaining. And you know they won't resort to, like, their lasers and shit? Yeah. You know, they actually have to actually punch things. And, I mean, they're martial artists. That's what they do. They punch things. Give it a rest. Just,
the loogies lasers against them.
Like, okay, one, two, three, duck. Loogies die. Haha, fuck you guys.
Fuck you, loogies. You're named after a booger.
I mean, it was an alright episode. We were on break forever, apparently.
Yeah. I think it was episode 9, right?
Yeah, this was 9.
I think that, like I said before, they should just go, I think, one more episode to split it even 10-10 for the regular season. Because we have the Christmas and Halloween specials to pad out the fall time, so one more episode really couldn't hurt. Because it's not that far off from usual hiatus time, because usually most shows go on hiatus starting in May.
Yeah. And, I mean, ideally, I would say you should probably go to... I'm trying to remember what episode 12 was, and I don't think Wikipedia has them listed. If I remember correctly, episode 11 is when they get Ultra Mode. Huh. It's really early.
Yeah. The Manta Rentage just starts showing up soon, too.
Yeah, they don't list anything past 9. Here, I thought they would actually list it somewhere. Nope. Yeah, I don't remember. I think probably 12 would be a fairly decent place to stop it for the season, because you would have introduced Ultra Mode, which has the armored figures out already. We would have introduced the Gosei Great Grand, so that combination being in the toys since before the show started would make sense. Kids would know what it is. You could, if I'm not sure when the Ultra Mode 4-inch figures or like the sword are supposed to come out, but chances are it'll probably be before they appear in the show. So if they stop at that point, they would have them. And with the 12 split, you would have the Halloween and Christmas episodes attached to the bottom half of the show to make the other 12. So it's a nice place to end, but no, we're going to end at 9. Mm-hmm.
It would be kind of nice, like, it's obvious this season, specifically because of the way it's structured, for between Megaforce and Super Megaforce, it's going to seem more natural as opposed to Samurai and Super Samurai. But it'd be nice if they also planned for the mid-season thing, too.
Hopefully they'll learn, maybe.
No. Next season when we go, GoBusters transforming into their Super Mode dinosaurs. That'd be pretty funny. Get rid of a girl, so there's a sex change. Well, that's not right. Right, fun well, times. That's about it. Now it's over to Future Past Us.
Hello, Past Future Us.
Hello, Awake Kevin. Awake Kevin, meet Sleeping Kevin. You two have a lot in common.
Because now it's time for ramble time.
Yeah! It's so exciting.
But it feels like we're just getting started.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm so tired from recording the show so far.
Yeah.
We talked about stuff and things, and they spread their space everywhere.
We talked about stuff and things and maybe Akiba Ranger. I don't know.
Yeah.
Possibly your mom and what she's doing with yourself every night. I don't know.
Kevin loved this week's episodes, too. He was raving about them.
I was that so ravening about them.
Huh?
That doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't. I
no.
Good try.
More like bag.
A for effort.
Yeah, I got an A for something.
First time in your life.
No, I got an A a while back.
I don't know.
Ramble time has just been reduced to sounds.
This is the noises portion of the evening. It's usually about an hour off, but I decided to start it early.
So something about Pokemon.
Oh yeah, we have, what's his name? Guy. With the bandana.
Oh yeah, I was like, Cameron. Ash lost, but he didn't lose yet.
Like, he's gonna lose, and this guy makes the most horrible decisions I've ever seen. His only real strong point was with that high dragon, and then he keeps choosing Pokemon that are times too weak to anything Ash sends out. And he forgot that you can have 6 Pokemon, so he only has 5. But yet somehow he's gonna win. This is stupid. Like, I'm really pissed about it. Like, it only makes sense since Ash started his journey losing to, like, a level 5 Stivey if they had levels. Pikachu's, like, has he beaten any legendaries? I know he, like, tackled the Latias and they, like, passed out on each other.
That sounds dirty.
Has he ever beaten one?
Probably not.
Hmm? Oh, he beat one, didn't he?
He beat up Deluxe Jesus, but...
No, he did, because that was the Sinnoh League, when he... Was it Latios or Latias? I don't remember, but they, like, tackled each other and fell over. Somebody...
Oh, yeah, that was Sinnoh.
Somebody beat Darkrai. Who beat Darkrai? Or he didn't... Somebody beat a legendary somewhere.
I thought it was Pikachu, but...
I thought it was, and they knocked each other out, and he was like, oh, crap.
That guy was a fucking cheater. He's like, I have a giant hat and I bring legendaries to tournaments. What? It's called natural selection, bitch.
He's everyone on, like, Wi-Fi battles.
Dick. Somebody else... Ash's other Pokemon have been legendary. Charizard
took out Articuno.
That asshole guy, the final pyramid dude, had a bunch of legendaries too. Didn't he?
Brandon. He had, like, all the Reggies. Except one, he didn't have Reggie from Nintendo. That's like the best Reggie, but
Reggie Rock, Reggie Steel, Regice, Reggie VMA.
I know, right? That would be so awesome.
Fuck Reggie Gigas, he's the leader of the Reggies.
But like the battle was entertaining. Like there was some good battling going on, but it just pissed me off that knowing that Ash is going to lose to this guy with the stupid choices this kid's making.
Yeah. Although it was fun to watch Riolu evolve.
Well, that was a blast.
I enjoyed that.
I was on the edge of my seat.
Look at him glow.
I like the glow. Shut up, you're making me sound stupider than normal.
I'm just pissed, like, how is he going to lose to that? What does he have left? Pikachu and somebody else? Pikachu can take him.
Oh yeah, last week I missed that discussion about the epic battle.
Did Snivy die yet?
That was stupid.
I don't remember.
I think they all died.
I know he's got two Pokemon left when we left off.
Yeah, he's got Pikachu and no, it's not, like, next week says Ash's Snivy and Pikachu must face off against Cameron and his newly
Snivy
evolved.
Snivy didn't die yet, so his Lucario fucking cheated.
You fucking
cheated.
You
can't evolve in the middle of a battle, you fuckface.
All of Ash's Pokemon have done that.
I know, and it pisses me off.
But Ash
can
do
that.
It because he has a hat. That doesn't make any sense. Because
he's the main character.
But in general, even though the battles have been kind of entertaining, the whole tournament feels so anticlimactic. Like, they always feel so important after, I guess after you've been watching him walk around Sinnoh for 5 years, it felt more important. But everything's just so rushed. I feel like he's been there for 5 minutes when the tournaments always feel like a bigger deal, usually. That's what Brian has to say.
Well, the stupid fucker's gonna win, and...
Like I said, I'd rather have him lose to the Eevee guy and win to this guy, because this guy's just stupid.
Like, I wouldn't mind if Eevee guy won, because he's Eevee guy, and Eevees are fucking rad.
I know, right?
And he remembers he can have 6 Pokemon, and probably wouldn't pick such horrible type matchups.
Ferrothorn, go battle Pignite. Wait, what?
And Swanna, go fight Pikachu? Yeah, that was a thing.
I'm sitting here going, he's doing this? He's really doing this.
I'm like, okay. I swear to God, Pikachu, if you get hurt by Swanna, you're fucking done. But no, Swanna died gracefully like a good little bitch.
Brian went... I was going to say, Brian throws his Pikachu 3DS in anger at Pikachu. You're fucking done. I don't care. I'm the Shuquin Shinobi.
It's like that time I was doing the Fire Red Elite 4 and wasn't paying attention and sent in Dragonite against, like, one of Lorelei's ice types. Because, like, something died. I'm like, I need something to throw in. You. And then I sent it out and it said Dragonite. I'm like, wait, no. I didn't want to do that. And then he died in 3 seconds. I'm like, son of a bitch. It was kind of like that, except for all of Cameron's team, after Hydreigon died.
Okay.
I like underpants.
Whatever.
Somebody loaded the cover revolver.
I'm not playing with dinosaurs.
Brian's fucking done.
I am fucking done. Like my relationship with my assistant manager.
Is that the guy that threatened to fire you because you're a loose cannon?
No, that was the store manager.
Oh, well,
the assistant manager is the one that during Christmas time wanted to drag me in the back and kill me.
Oh, that guy. He seemed nicer than the other one.
He is.
Loose cannon? And then he started slurping him.
That's yelled at me today because the schedule that I have no control over wasn't fitting into his demands.
That's stupid. Poor Brian, always getting yelled at.
Well, it was a joke.
Oh.
We're bros.
I'm done with him.
You bros before hoes?
He's like, I'm done. I'm like, you know what? We're done. Our relationship's over. He's like, fine, I quit. And he walked away.
True story, he actually quit.
I thought it was a bit laughing. He actually quit.
Where is he? Dude, he really quit. Nah, son. He's going to be back.
I hope Ryan doesn't quit.
Yeah, Ryan, your name rhymes with Brian's. You guys are like a tag.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn it.
Samba time, bitches.
I can't count the amount of time that's happened to me.
Stupid button, it's so big and right in the middle.
That's what she said.
Brian, like, must push it.
Well, I was trying to transform Gabutira and I hit the button on accident.
Damn it, I lost control.
Loose cannon.
Brian, you're a loose cannon, cop on the edge.
So it turns out that Mewtwo thing is a thing, huh?
Like, I can't believe, like, that was the news, or, like, big reveal.
We knew it, like, a million years ago.
Well, your shit got leaked.
It's like, they're like, look, no, that thing you've been seeing and thought was fake because it's stupid, it's real.
And it didn't even have the nerve to tell us any more than what we already knew. It was like, it might be related to Mewtwo. Thanks.
Thanks. I would have never guessed that by looking at it. After then again, by looking at Aloma Mola, I figure that it had something to do with Love Disc, and apparently it don't. So.
That's true. Brian killed an actual bitch after that happened.
I did.
Rest in peace, bitch.
Well, she was a bad bitch.
She's a bad bitch. Like, just show us a name or
a penis,
something worthwhile.
His penis is on the back of his head. We already saw it.
It's where I keep mine.
Oh god.
Okay.
I want everyone to picture that right now. And go.
No, okay. So Ben 10. What was that episode? Oh, yeah, it was about Kid Ben running around turning into Eye Guy.
And other things.
They destroyed Mount Rushmore again. And
I love how that's an again. Like, they destroyed Mount Rushmore again.
He purposefully went outside to throw up so that he would miss it, and then he ended up destroying it again.
He did Upchuck, and he did Wildvine. That was fun.
I like Wildvine now. He's got a cool voice.
I know. Who is the other
one?
Yeah,
he's pretty laid back without the annoying hippie voice that the other dude has.
That other dude needs to go die in a hole. Plain and simple.
He was in the last one with that asshole guy I hated. The duck.
Yeah, I hated that. That episode was weird. I missed that discussion, but that episode was weird. In fact, I spent the past 2 weeks, even before I fell asleep before recording and missed last week's podcast, I was intending to be awake for it. I spent the entire time that day going, what the hell happened on last week's Ben 10? I have no idea. That's how forgettable it was. I spent this whole past week going, what the hell happened on that Ben 10 episode?
And I got shoots lasers.
I think stupid power.
Lasers.
He used to have the power of, like, shooting a bunch of different kind of lasers. Like, I think he, like, I read somewhere, like, when he was first designing, like, a freeze ray and a something other ray, a fluffy ray, I don't know. Like, at least they had him be useful. In the last episode, he's like, look, Eye Guy, I'm going to walk down this corridor. Do-do-do-do. Damn it, Ben. Just stay transformed. And Animo's talking to stuffed animals. And
like you sent in the one like cockroach thing. What were they?
What? Oh, those little pigs and Blukic and Dreeba ate them?
Yeah. And I just got really pissed.
Holy crap.
I didn't like this episode at all. Mostly because it had to do with Animo, and anything involving Animo I hate.
I liked it better than last week's because I just really didn't like that duck thing.
Dark. Yeah, I liked having Grandpa Max in the episode, even if he did have those creepy eyes.
He had eyes for a minute.
Did he?
When he gets hurt, he's like Brock. When he gets hurt, he has eyes.
I didn't even notice. Damn it.
Darkblaze just retweeted pictures of the little MMPR cast older, and Red looks like a fucking pedophile.
Like, well, I'm a pedophile. No, I didn't say that. Shut up.
I'm disturbed looking at him. Like,
you're never too young and innocent to be naked.
He should be on America's Most Wanted.
Hold on, I need to see.
Oh, here you go, hold on. Click.
Shit, he does.
Look how fucking creepy he is.
Oh my god.
Little Tommy is trying to be a badass.
He's a kid playing the kid version of an adult that's based off of a kid. He's trying to get a character. Isn't there another one? Pink?
There was three other ones. There are two other. Bill is Bill, young Billy, young Cat.
I couldn't find what the young Kimberly, Billy, Cat, or Tanya look like now.
I don't think there was young Tanya.
Yeah, Tanya went to Africa. She was
that was a different person?
She was a kid, you fuck.
I really always thought that was the same person.
Wait.
Nakia Breeze as Tanya.
Tanya. I feel like Blake at that panel.
She just crouched down.
I thought Tanya just always was that old. I didn't know it was happening. That's why I was always confused.
Like, wait, stop.
What about the part where she grew up? Like, that was a part. They didn't just magically do it off screen. It physically happened.
Her entire life
happened. I thought she didn't grow up. I thought she just was up.
Wait. What?
Like, I thought just, like, adult Tanya was in the past, and then adult Tanya magically turned into the... You know what? Shut up.
I think it's finally dawning you how stupid you sound right now.
You know what? Until now, I never actually thought about it, and it made sense in my head. Saying it out loud sounds really stupid.
As long as you know.
I think I need to go cut my wrist now.
Okay. She probably looks similar to Aisha.
Well, yeah, because they're both black. Dawson, you racist.
To be fair, I started that one.
Just like Ultimate Spider Monkey and your hatred of the Jews.
We know what Young Bulk looks like. Actually, we don't. He was at a panel I never saw him. We all came in at the end of panels after everything had happened. Young Billy probably died. He got fired early, just like regular Billy.
Stop touching me.
So speaking of Ben 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing, huh? Gwen did magic things.
Well, I was going to mention how we also got some names for the other two monster aliens. What was it? Blitzwolfer and Frankenstrike?
Yep. Wait, where did we get that from? How did I miss that?
Derek no one Wyatt told... said it.
Oh, fuck Derek Wyatt. I mean, hey, Derek Wyatt, you awesome bastard.
Yeah, because he listens to this. Do you know who he is?
He's that guy that works on the show.
Okay, good. I thought maybe you thought he was one of our commenters for a second. Would have been funny.
Yes, it's Kiefer's real name. It's Derek Wyatt.
How'd you know that? But we got a new opening with some cool stuff because we got their new designs, and that's why he said the name. They look like them.
I didn't even notice that the opening. I'm going to have to check that out again.
And they got Bullfrag in the opening, and Astrodactyl and Topic, and Feedback Photoshop to look like 16-year-old Feedback.
I need to pay attention to the opening more.
I think Brian muted himself so he could play with Gumshoe.
No, I'm just sitting here.
Brian muted himself to laugh at me.
Well, no, I wouldn't mute myself to laugh at you, and I have the decency to laugh to your face, so.
Why, thank you, kind sir.
Unless it's changed, according to my schedule, there's no Ben 10 next week. I think they finally stopped. They realized they left it running.
Go to Wikipedia again.
Wikipedia.
Oh, look, the episodes are all in a fucked up order.
Yeah, so what else is new?
Yeah, welcome to last week.
Who is touching your mother?
Okay. You don't look like there's anything on.
Oh.
At least according to the Wikipedia.
Ramble time takes another hit. Now ramble it time. Gotta be extra sure to watch.
Ramble it time.
Gotta be extra sure to watch Revel. Oh, we can watch like, watch about Doctor Who. I keep forgetting that's added.
Yeah, they're showing The More Things Change Part 1.
No, they're restarting.
The more things change, the more they also stay the same. Fast forward.
What we should have done, I'm not involved. What they should have done, since they're in a fucking order, is just ended off on the frogs go to war. And that'd be like the season finale, since my schedule's like season one episode.
Or instead of giving us this Animo episode that's in Arc 4, give us the first episode of Arc 3.
That would have been nice. That's going to be the first episode of Arc 4 now. They swapped.
Wait, we didn't get the first episode of... Where am I at? I'm not on Ben's
last week on the podcast when you missed this part. And all of it. We had this long, lengthy discussion.
I was asleep, and no one contributed to help me.
Look, quick, the Goma are attacking.
God damn it, you took my joke.
Sorry.
I feel like I'm in the 90s again.
We were like fighting for jokes and terms.
Because that was a thing. Wow, yeah, we didn't get the first... These people are fucking stupid. Like, who was making the scheduling decisions for this show?
Like I said last week, it's just fun to look at the dates.
Brian, you know what I think they did? I think maybe you may have made this joke last week. They put all the episodes onto a dartboard. And just put little numbers on the end of the darts and just threw it whenever the dart hit. That's the order they went with.
Well, episode 2 is episode 36.
Feel like we're doing a bit right now where Kevin's in last week's episode talking to us in this week's episode. You made future
us. Guys, I'm the new Blue Ranger.
Remember when we did that bit? That was in the dark days. The dark times, as we call them. No, because you were depressed when we did that bit. I remember it.
Yeah, no, I get it.
No one was saying anything. But I was just making a joke of the fact. I like how you called it the dark times in the vlog. I thought it was funny.
Before the dark times. Before the empire.
What do I do with my life? Hyper Kabuto now. Okay. That's pretty funny. I don't have anything else to say about Ben 10.
He's a kid and he wants to have fun, but we need a superhero. He gets the job done.
Bro, Subapiro. Hello. It's really comfortable. So, Brian, did you watch Transformers?
Yeah.
Yes. I literally saw the episode that I missed the day the new one came out. They finally put it up on demand for more than a day. Like, they listed it at one point. They're like, it's on demand. Expires in 4 minutes. Wait, what? I don't have time. So what happened? They were on the run, and what's-his-face showed up.
Everyone, like, met up with everyone, and Predaking was, like, chasing him and shit, and going... Yeah.
And they're like, oh, fuck, it's a dragon, and Bulkhead's like, the fuck's a dragon? I thought that was pretty funny.
What the fuck is a dragon? Oh, Kilowog. I mean, Bulkhead.
And,
Oh my god, so I finished season 4 of How I Met Your Mother, and Kilowog was in an episode, and I got all excited.
When did this turn into a rap?
Crap, I screwed up the hits.
He was going to break into a rap style. Excited.
I was so excited, I did.
But he was going to start doing freestyle and do a rap about Kilowog being in love.
Quick, everyone, let's make a freestyle rap about Kilowog. It'll be fun. Wow.
There we go. I got the headset working again.
I did. Yeah, that was the episode where they were texting Ted, and he's texting Greenlee, and, I remember they're, like, giggling, and he's like, why are you making so much noise, man? And Barney, like, flinched. Because of his voice. That was a good episode. I liked it. Anyway, Transformers. Nathan Drake's going to be the new Optimus Prime, and I approve of this. Although it's not going to happen because, you know, he's Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Next week he's going
to
be like...
I want it to happen because Nathan Drake deserves to be Optimus Prime.
I'll just be called Nathan Prime. He's like the prime of all Nathans. Plus that Sentinel guy's an asshole. Call me sir. Dude, we're on fucking Earth. Calm down.
Ultra Magnus.
Well, what did I call him?
Sentinel guy.
Sorry. Sentinel Prime. Sorry.
I can't even say it's like the guy from animated because Ultra Magnus wasn't animated too, so he just fucked up.
Well, Sentinel Prime was blue. That's my only defense.
So was Ultra Magnus.
Shut up! You just broke my whole case. Oh, anyway. He's voiced by somebody. He's voiced by, like, Sam Fisher or something. He's like Splinter Cell.
I am Sam Fisher.
Because I recognize his voice and I think it's Sam Fisher. And I think, I always think it's weird when I find out who voices Sam Fisher because it's like this fat, bald guy that I think played the villain in the Jet Jackson movie, maybe? Craig? And he, like, slashed through. That was a fun
movie. Wow. I completely forgot to make a Metal Gear Solid joke in Ben 10 discussion.
Let's go back and do it! Make the joke now!
No.
Yes!
Well, there was a Metal Gear Solid reference in
Ben 10. There was.
Not to mention
about that.
The guy who voices Grandpa Max.
Yeah.
Voices a character in Metal Gear Solid.
I forgot all about that because I was watching it and it happened. I was like, oh shit.
That just made me realize I forgot to reference watching the famous Jet Jackson during our 90s thing. Damn it! My life's wasted now!
Your life was wasted before that.
True dat. So, anyway, the Transformers episodes were okay. They definitely should have just kept it as like an hour and a half part thing. Since the beasts of Beast Hunters didn't show up till like the end of 2, wasn't it?
Yeah, basically.
At the very least, they could have just done the parts 1 and 2 as the premiere just to actually have a beast show up. Anything else happened that really of note?
My balls.
No, that didn't happen.
He was Oikawa in Digimon.
Who?
Ultra Magnus.
Oh, almost the Sentinel Prime? Well, he was blue. That's my only defense.
I think that's the only thing you'd recognize him from that's on this list that's on the TF Wiki.
Flanks the dick!
I thought he... Whoa. Does it say anywhere that he was Splinter Cell? Or am I just hearing you wrong?
Oh, I'm getting there. Hold on.
Well,
video games. That's a lot of video games. I don't see it on here.
Damn it!
Well, guess what? I'm too sexy for my shirt.
He sounded like him.
I'm just gonna keep looking at his list of shit while you guys talk. Oh, no one's talking except me.
We're the only ones that want.
Like, well, I'm happy to, like, appreciate Prime again. It's nice to actually be looking forward to the episodes instead of going, oh, hey, look, it's that thing I have to watch.
Yeah.
Like, through most of season 2.
That's why I stopped. I was like, bored now. They just kept looking for stuff.
Bored now. So I'm looking forward to that. Like, it's going to air, like, this week and then next week, and I think it, like, goes on hiatus again or something.
Well, they only have 13 episodes, so they gotta stretch it until they make the next Transformers series.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Ultra Magnus is Maverick in the Tiger and Bunny dub. Fucking Mole Man.
Fuck. Mole, mole, mole.
Mole, mole, mole.
Chop it up and make guacamole out of it. My favorite part of that scene is when they're just talking, all of a sudden you see the stick come into frame. Like, it gets me every time.
He was Samson in Savers or Data Squad or whatever the fuck it was.
He's got a little ferret on his shoulder.
I like that little bit.
I am a ferret.
Dick. It's not a ferret. Ferret's a Pokemon.
I said ferret on purpose.
Okay.
Ferrets are real.
Okay, ferrets are real. Whatever floats your boat.
Ferrets are real, and Tanya was always an adult. She was born at the age of whatever she was.
This podcast takes place in a weird-ass dimension.
Look, okay, this is what happens. Ferrets are real because Gil had the skeleton of one as his bike, okay?
Okay.
True facts. That's as solid as my argument of Sentinel Prime is blue. Sentinel Prime was an asshole when animated.
Yeah, that was his point. He was voiced by the Tick.
More like the Dick.
That's what I have right now. Oh, in shit. Your
What the hell comes after the show?
Revolution?
Now we talk about that?
Yeah, because we didn't watch it last week. I mean, I didn't, because they're on demand. So, shit. I don't even remember what happened last week. We already talked about Peasant Boy getting run down.
Yeah, that was the week before last.
What was the... Cause
last
this week
was the episode that we never really watched properly.
They did something in it. Shit. What'd they do? Because I know this week they, like, ran down Neville 3 times. And then he, like, busted out of his handcuffs like a Hulk or something. How
they
the hell...
like, a nail. Like, he used a nail and, like, got out of his handcuffs and, like, unstrapped himself and...
Because he's like, I want to say a prayer. I'm like, holy fuck. And then, how did those guys not stop him? They just, like, backed up and cowered. Like, they were so scared. They're like, they're, like, peeing. He's just stabbing them repeatedly. And where was everybody else? I thought that base was full of people walking around. Okay. Like, every time you see people talking in a scene, there's just random people walking around with guns for no reason. Apparently not. Like, that's fuck. Oh, that was stupid. I like that should have been Ika Devil. Tricked him. That was fun.
Let's go save Mom. Okay. Boned.
Boom. Lawyered. I have bow and arrows now. I'm cool.
Fucking survives a car explosion at the beginning of the episode. I'm like, okay.
And he was all excited to listen to Lionel Richie. I was like, what's the big deal? I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. Electronics haven't been on for like 15 years.
They don't have music anymore. Except for like some guy down the street playing a banjo or something.
And what else was there that happened? Oh, yeah, he didn't know what a boy
was. The blackout is caused by...
The dark spores?
Dark spores.
I love how they did this, because in the first episode, they teased that they were going to reveal the blackout in the second episode, and they didn't. They revealed it in the third episode, and it was so... I, like, practically missed it, because it was such a boring scene.
Yeah.
It was just Juliet and the beard talking over a bunch of crates, and she's like, she drew a sketch, and she's like, here. And he's like, oh, okay. And then it was over. Like, I had to rewind it, because I wasn't paying attention. And, like, really, after all that buildup... That's the explanation. Like,
yeah, there's spores in the air that suck up electricity. I'm like, okay.
You're breathing them right now, and Aaron's like, gasp! Does that mean I'm gonna die?
And they were invented because Randall was a disgruntled person.
Yeah, his motivation makes no sense. My son died in the war, so I'm gonna kill the world. At least you didn't get a scar.
Like, I hate life. No one, like, can see me with my giant red scar on my face. Fuck life.
Screw that your son who died for his country would want you to watch the whole world burn. That sounds like his plan. He's just an really angry bald guy.
Main villain of the show, disgruntled bald man.
Oh man, I really can't remember what happened in the episode that was before that. Because in this one, they caught Neville, and they, like, raided that base and found out they have nukes now or whatever. And I keep forgetting that the whole world is in the Monroe Republic. It's just there.
Yeah, like, because next week they're going to, like, Georgia or something, and...
It's all nice.
It's all sophisticated, and it looks like they have electricity, or at least they have vans that work on something that doesn't involve electricity. Probably, feet, like Fred Flintstone or something, but... Like, it's all... they have markets and shit, and they're like, oh, look at us, we're awesome here in Georgia. And...
It'd be pretty funny if just the whole rest of the world was getting along practically normally, but it's just, like, here that the Monroe Republic's an asshole. Although, it does kind of open it up for further plot lines, because depending on how long the show continues, they can't really keep it on Monroe the whole time.
Yeah.
But what did they do in the previous episode? Shit. Because they're all like, oh, Danny, and... They raided that base because she dissolved the USBs because the bald guy came in all disgruntled like he does, and he tried to get Juliet, and then they saved her, and like the whole base was dead. Oh yeah, because fucking Miles and the black chick went to go get the black dude from the library, and he got his wife. No, she didn't die. I thought she was going to. That's what happened. Because I remember that Miles was like, we came back and everyone was dead, but you guys again. Why does that keep happening? Like, they keep going from rebel base to rebel base, get the whole base killed, and then leave this camp, and then go to another rebel base and get them killed.
There's a theme here.
That wife was all shocked seeing her librarian husband like sword people. That was fun. And that guy, he like unnecessarily stabbed that guy that was trying to get his wife. He started chopping him up. Bitch, I'm gonna make stew out of you.
Neville's wife, why can't we just stay home? We don't have a home. Why can't we stay home? Bitch.
I like how they're having tea. Like, everything's normal. It reminds me of this discussion they had about the people in Woodbury and The Walking Dead. Somebody asked a question about them. Like, do you think the Woodbury people are ready for war? And somebody said something like, I don't think they realize what happened. They're still wondering why the Starbucks closed down. That's what, like, the people in, like, that main Monroe town remind me of. Like, they just don't realize what's happening. But yeah, there were some pretty good episodes. Like I said, I'm glad you figured out that Juliet and the guy weren't related, otherwise it'd be really awkward when they started dry humping each other randomly in that hallway.
That was pretty random.
Poor Charlie's dad. He's just some loser in a toupee in flashbacks now. He's no longer.
What if Charlie's dad isn't Charlie's dad?
That's what I keep thinking. Like, and, but wasn't Ben born second? Was his name Ben? Yeah, that's right. Okay. I don't know. But what if they're just both his kids? Oh, poor. Wait, the dad's name was Ben. What the fuck is the kid's name? They've been like Danny. He had a really generic little boy name. They didn't figure it out. I like how they're like, oh, Danny inspired people to join the cause. I'm like, bitch, pick up a weapon once. I mean, he blew up the helicopter, but...
Well, it's not his fault that the one time he picked up a weapon, he died gracefully.
Fucking peasant boy. He's just perpetually a plot device. It cracks me up. And poor Aaron. He just wanted to go home.
He's like, I just want to go home. And I was like, well, we're going to go to this tower thing, and...
I left my trimming shears at home. My beard is out of control. Like, seriously, he needs to trim that thing. It's like the new plot of the show that I'm following. Meanwhile, we still need more explanation on why Monroe and Miles do what they do. I feel like I just want one flashback episode that explains everything so we can just move on. Instead of Juliet just running around being like, I have the answers, but I'm not going to tell them because I'm a bitch.
Toodles, I'll be out of the show for a while.
Toodles. That's when you know they're really mad. Anyway, just to move on from that. Doctor Who, that's right, I almost forgot about it again.
Doctor Who.
They traveled somewhere and they saved
stuff.
So
this is like Clara's official...
First outing.
Clara is so awesome, she is hot.
See?
It's even better because she's not Amy and Rory, those guys suck ass.
They sucked the life out of the show with their awesomeness.
They weren't as cool as Rose.
She created Clara, remember? Oh, the fucking story. Or theory, rather.
So, I find it interesting how the Doctor always has... Or, the past three Doctors have had kind of varying emotions or varying, like, manners in how they discuss their family. Like, Ten was always somewhat sad about it, but he wasn't... It didn't ever seem like something that weighed too heavy. Well, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
I don't know. He brooded a lot during the end.
What?
He brooded a lot during the end.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Just forget it.
Are you talking about when he mentioned his granddaughter in this episode?
Yes.
Okay. That's the point I was getting to.
It was such a random line, too. Like, I mean, it was cool.
Well, the point I was getting at was just that how casually he mentioned it.
I was here with my granddaughter and runs away.
That was almost just because they're trying to include things because of the stupid anniversary. Because I remember before there was a couple times where it was sort of addressed with him, with Eleven, and he kind of tried to avoid it. Like, I think Amy asked him in her first episode, her first outing in The Beast Below, she's like, are you a parrot? And he was like, oh, blimey. And he just ran away. Like, he got really quiet about it. And when he brought out that crib for River, Baby River, and they asked if he had any kids or whatever, and he was just like, oh, blimey! And then he twirled around. And like, there was a couple times, like, he just kind of didn't want to talk about it. But when he first said it, and she was like, hold on, I'm like, I thought that she was surprised by the fact that he had a granddaughter. I'm like, has he explained himself yet? And then I remember that's like the first thing he says to anyway. Hi, I'm 1,000 years old, 2 hearts, blue box, anything else? There's something else I was going to say, and I forgot what it was.
Him being awesome and being like, you can take all of my memories, and then that didn't work, and they're like, oh, fuck.
It didn't work out so well for Sarah. We had talked about this in our private discussions, but Aristotle was saying how it's funny that that's like a requirement now to have his annual speech about all the stuff he's done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I have
noticed that.
He did a really good job of this one. I really acted.
I didn't mean to demean the scene at all.
No.
Because he did deliver it very well. It's just... After a certain number of times, it's just like, okay, we're doing this again.
Yep. It's like a trope now. But in the end, it was just a random leaf that saved the world.
But it was the bestest random leaf ever because it made Clara...
Yeah, like Clara being made for the third time.
She's so mysterious. Like, I don't get it.
I do like that we're getting a little bit more of her personality now.
Oh, yeah.
And I am glad to see that while she is just as outgoing, she's not as abrasive as Amy. Not that I didn't like Amy. I just like that she's different.
Yeah.
She has the same kind of sarcasm, but not as gruff, I guess.
Well, Amy was Scottish.
That's true.
You know, I hate to always bring it back to Amy and talking about it, but other than Keith Estes, I've seen a lot of people say they didn't like Amy because, which was the same complaint about Keith has about Rory's, they weren't excited to see everything. I thought Amy was plenty excited. I remember getting excited when she went on all her early adventures, but after you travel with the Doctor for 10 years, I'm pretty sure you get a little jaded. You're just like, oh, just another weekend and wherever. And most of the sixth season was spent running for their lives and getting evil C-sections, so there was no time to really look around. And she lost her husband in every episode. So
that argument is honestly kind of stupid. Like, I can understand if you have a problem with them not being excited if they're, like, bored. If they're just on screen, just completely bored with what they're watching. But... different people have different levels of excitement and how they, you know, display that.
Rory's just not very excited of a person. Like, he's just a...
Like I said before, is that...
calm person.
He, like, you could tell on various episodes, he liked some of the adventures, but he would have been fine not having them and just being with Amy, which was part of his character. I don't want all the companions to be this generic, just excited bubble. Like, they're all different, and they all react to everything differently, but...
But the problem is they should all be Rose Tyler, because she's a ginormous whore.
Fucking giant nose.
Just like her mom.
I love her mom. I still don't know why she was around so often.
Because she was a whore.
That explains
Everyone
it.
Loves whores.
That's just a fact.
That's why we keep Aristotle around. We love whores.
Why this?
I thought it was fine. I thought it was kind of interesting.
The concept was kind of strange. I like the content of the episode. I don't know if I so much like the setting, but
I actually kind of dug the setting.
I like the busy alien market.
That was kind of neat. It was like the undertown of space.
I like the sort of lore they built up with this world, even though we're never going to see it again. It is kind of neat as a one-off little thing.
Yes, that was fun. I enjoyed that too. Thank you, Aerosol, for your delightful insight into the world of Doctor Who.
Did you not watch this episode?
What? No, I watched it. I watched it right before we recorded. I just wanted to be an ass. There's a difference.
I don't even know what just happened.
I wanted to sound stupid.
I like how...
it's pretty easy.
It's kind of different, like, how he drops her off at the end of each adventure, as opposed to, like, Amy and Roy, who usually lived there for least a little bit of time, getting toast crumbs on the control panel and stuff, and having bunk beds. It's
making
a bed with a ladder.
I've always liked the idea of a companion who wasn't constantly away with him.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with those kinds of companions. I like the idea of it being a every so often kind of thing.
Yeah. It's funny.
Like,
though,
hey, let's go off on another adventure. Not like, hey, we're just going to live together for the next 6 months and not do anything to each other, because that would be inappropriate.
I was thinking how, I was like, well, that's interesting that she just goes home after every day. And then I remembered for the doctor, it's like 3 seconds. Because it's just like, oh, come get me in the morning. All right, I'll see you in a minute. Like that Christmas Eve thing. I'll see you in a minute. I mean, a year. I'm not time traveling directly to the point. What are you talking about? I'm going to make you less evil, Dumbledore. And I'm going to have you meet yourself and almost smack yourself in the face. That was the Christmas episode. But I wonder if they'll mix it up a little bit. Like, if maybe she'll go on a few adventures and then come back. Because it's not like she has to be back on time. She can be back at any time. They went on all those adventures with Amy and she was back like 5 minutes later after she left. Although, it's funny how precise he can be with the TARDIS, but then other times he can miss so horribly. Like, he's like, oh, I got you here 2 minutes after you left, just like you requested, and then he, like, fucks up Amy's life, misses Winston Churchill by, like, a month, can't land in Mexico or wherever they were trying to get in the Western episode. Stupid Omnitrix. Anyway... I did enjoy it. I think next week's on a boat. Lots and lots of boats.
I liked how at the end Clara randomly remembered he was at her mom's funeral and was like, what were you doing there? That's kind of creepy. He's like, don't worry about it, it's fine.
You reminded me of you who reminded me of you, okay?
I was just making sure you were a you.
That you were a you and you weren't a you from another you.
Did anybody... It was like one of those little like prequel things they air between episodes. They did one for like the Christmas episode with his little gang of people, and they did like the Pond Life ones, but did anybody see that for this before it premiered last week?
No,
they had put it up. They actually aired it on BBC like a little bit before the episode. It was like the doctor was just on a swing and this little girl comes up to him and she's asking what's wrong with him, why he's on a swing and he's an adult or whatever, and he's just talking about how he lost his friend and he's trying to find her. And she's just basically talking to him about, oh, you should find her or whatever. And then, like, after the conversation, the girl walks away and goes up to her mom, and you find out that's little Clara. I thought that was kind of funny. Because then he was talking about how he kept meeting her. He's like, so it's like destiny or something? He's like, yeah, like that. She's like, that's stupid. Like, 2 minutes later, you find out it's her. So, it's definitely interesting. I thought it was a nice little short. Although it didn't have the potato one in it, so.
But I like the potatoes.
So what's next? Nothing.
What about Turtles?
Was that on?
Yeah, I watched it.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
What did they do?
I like, well, this was, shit. Oh, this was the,
Baxter Stockman in the Labyrinth, where the Turtles had to team up with Dogpound and Fishface. That was awesome.
Oh, the episode took place in that stupid room. It was a bottle episode.
Like, I really enjoyed the episode because they had to team up with the bad guys and not kill each other, and it was just kind of funny when they make fun of each other. Or like how Raph and Fishface turns out, basically, they just agree on like, dude, this is fun beating the shit out of people. Like, I know, right, dude?
Raph's like, I guess I get it.
It's like, I totally see where you're coming from, bro. Plus, you can get to see like the backstory about
Fish face.
A fish face, yeah.
I enjoyed Splinter's interactions with
April.
April, God.
Yeah, that's where I was going next. Is I love how she's like, we need a weapon. I need a weapon. He's like, no, you don't. You have your mind. Yeah, I can hit someone with that. He's like, let's get a weapon.
Shit. Sorry.
Like, let's get a weapon. Everything he picks ends up being like just like the worst option ever. Like it was just so much fun watching her try to use all these weapons. And then she gets Gecky Blue's fan at the end. That was legit the first thing I thought of. I wanted Master Swoop to come in and teach her how to use it.
Giant blind guy.
Master Swoop was awesome.
He was Genji.
I know, Genji is awesome too. He's a magical cat.
At least Aerosol got to introduce that topic.
I like magic pussies. What now? Where is Aerosol?
I watched this on Friday, so I don't remember any of
it. It was almost a week ago, right? So I forgot that it was on.
I watched this a while ago, like yesterday.
Like, I remember it being on, and I remember the basis of the episode now, but I don't remember if there was anything funny. Well, Michelangelo was in it, so it was bound to be funny. And I didn't hate it. I enjoyed it. I just don't really know what to say about it. It was a thing.
I remember they got Dexter's name wrong again.
Oh, yeah. Baxter?
Yeah. But, like, shit. That was perfect. That was good. True to life.
But, like, I agree that the most memorable parts of the episode was anything with Splinter and April. Splinter's so cool.
I know, he's, like the best Splinter ever.
Like, Aerosol always says, his moral ambiguity is just so awesome in a character like that. So, that was fun. Plus, watching her fuck up, like, 5 billion different weapons was fun.
I'm kind of surprised in general the way they're using her character, because she could have very easily just been a side token female.
Like, I want to see her go kill things now. With her new fan.
Brian likes fans. He likes you guys.
Yeah. Okay. Are we all done?
Yeah.
Okay, because now it's time for the Facebook question of the bi-weekliness.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this week's question is, what is your favorite Megazord/Mecha? Very exciting.
Yeah. Took a while to think of that one.
Well, I was trying to think of something simple that would leave short answers since I have such a long recording time, but... And I couldn't think of anything. Just, okay.
Okay, ramble time was just us sitting there going,
Superhero time was... Man, that was we've already made these jokes.
That was a thing.
And that was a thing with your mom.
There are jokes that have already been made, but yet haven't been made yet. I'm so confused.
Anthony Ciano says, my favorite Megazord has to be the RPM Ultrazord. It was the second clusterfuck Megazord we had, but it looked really good overall.
Right, my next... My two.
That's how we do this.
Sorry, I forgot how to count. Julian English. Sounds like a spy name. Says, go, Kyo. Just kidding. Samurai Megazord.
Alright. Anthony Din says, Psyduck Akirin Toja, because that just like the most awesome and creative name ever.
Cesar R. Suspidus says, go, Kyo, mainly because of all the crazy combinations and add-ons it keeps getting with every episode and movie so far. Don't say so far. Don't.
Jose Cuevas says, seek, go say great. Pirates.
Sean Gardenia. Gardenia? Is it a Pokemon?
Yeah.
Sorry. My favorite would have to be Kanzen Hurricane Gokaio, Ninja Pirate, come on, pure awesome. Everybody, come on, Ninja Pirate on.
Is that a thing? Kanzen Hurricane Gokaio? Is that a thing? I don't think that's a thing.
I remember. Yeah.
It's just a Hurricane Gokaio.
It's invalid fake Goku.
Kanzen was something else.
Yeah, oh well. Abraham Khan says, the swap Megazord from SPD.
Fucker.
I guess there's just something about a giant combining robot that can fly and transform into a laser cannon to be held by an even bigger robot. That just makes Sentai worth it. Also, run-on sentences are awesome.
TKD Tigray says, Kyuryugen, samba dancing dinosaur machine who farts. Best attack ever. But Grandpa Tyranno, racist old ass. Oh, Grandpa Tyranno's racist old ass has a special place in my heart. I don't know who that is.
Never heard of him.
The fuck is a Grandpa Tyranno? Brody Taylor Gage says, Ultimate Daiboken, because Boken's just my favorite Megazord clusterfuck.
All this cussing. This is a children's show. Charles Chong says, Kyuryugen Macho, fat white guy in pink triceratops. What's with all the dot, dot, dots? That practically every other one with the dot. I mean, granted, he only used two, but it's getting a little excessive.
All right, Mark Crew says, I really like the look of Magiking.
TDA winner. I keep getting the people with, like, T initial things. TDA winner says, Engino/High Octane Megazord. Is one of the oddest looking mechas slash megazords ever. Who doesn't love big googly anime eyes that stare into your soul and stacked anime body head animal. Things? What?
Animal body head things, not anime.
I said animal.
I heard anime.
Well, you heard wrong.
Oh, fine.
Now, get along. Nicholas, they're not eyes anyway. They're optic sensors.
Yeah. It's not spandex. Nicholas Hernan Hoff says, Magic King, because Wizards and Dragons, wizard joke, I guess. Honorable Met.
Yep, okay.
Is Engino Geki Dojin Kiro Yuji Mikai.
You son of a bitch!
Fuck you.
I almost read his again. I almost said, all right, Nicholas Hernan Hoff says, Edward Sumper Quick says, that drawing of Pleasin because it looks adorable. What?
Plesson.
Oh. Well, how am I supposed to fucking know?
Because you can supposed to be able to read to be able to be on this program. I guess you missed that test.
But for official, I say Ground Go Say Great or whatever the hell its name is.
Colony Watkins says, can't really decide, but for our purposes, I'll say Go Buster Ace.
God damn it, Kiefer Martin says, Thundersaurus, because Tyranno tail drills are better than swords and guns.
I think that's the shortest answer on Kiefer ever.
I know, I need to check outside to see if it's snowing.
AJ Wendt says, my favorite Megazord is the RPM Ultrazord. That's been said a lot. For some reason. Because it's from RPM, and I'm required to say anything RPM related with these types of questions. But my favorite mecha is Shinkano because of the design and transformation. Two different shows, so I believe it's acceptable to have two different answers. If not, oh well.
It's like a loophole. I just think it's funny because it's like this, literally the same design. Danger! Danger! Joe Bailey says, Geki Toja because cats.
That wasn't sounds dirty awesome. At all.
Alright, well, Kevin K.
Well, if you think about it, it's because they're pussies.
Exactly.
There, I made it dirty.
I gotta use that.
Kevin K. Fanthavong says, I really like Geki Toja, but something about Geki Fire makes me wet my pants. There's just like how Kevin wets his pants when he sees Sierra Hana. I do not wet my pants, I just get incredibly erect. I'm also in love with Kyuryugen because the Triceratops is so fucking pink and fabulous, just kind of like Shuki.
What? What did Ryan become pink? You know, I mean, I know he's fabulous, but...
skip to his actual answer.
Muhammad Faiz Daniel says, my favorite is the Delta Max Megazord slash Super Deca Ranger Robo. I mean, a Dual Runner Megazord and a Police Squad Megazord combine into a beauty.
It looks awful. Well, it does. Like, it's an awful combination. When you stack up something like that next to the elegance and grace of the SWAT Megazord,
or
Deca Wing Robo, it's got, like, this stupid fucking hat and shit, and I hate this. I hate it. Because it's not Deco-Wing Robo.
This is a Power Aerosol system. Well, actually, it's my favorite or something.
Oh, no.
Okay. No. Never know.
He can be. He's entitled, but I'm just always saying, so it's not Deco-Wing Robo, so it kind of loses, but... Deco-Ranger Robo is not too bad, but anyway. You add the bike guy to it, and he just fucks everything up with this bike shit. Kyle Kennedy, I'm sorry, says, go Jujin because it took the powers of three amazing rangers and put them into one mecha. Okay.
One of them was Tommy.
Oh shit, it's my turn. Eric Beltran says, Kuryujin, it's a fun design, it is made of dinosaurs, and you can stick batteries in it and say random fun things like poo. And something about me being cranky and weird. To be fair, I'm always weird.
And always cranky.
Noisy? Well, it depends on the day, really.
Yeah, whatever. I'm next. Chenix Stewart says, after hurting my brain thinking about this, thank you, Dawson, I decided with the Hurricane Megazord, it can make hurricanes, is gigantic, and from Ninja Storm, which is my waifu, fuck off, Linkara.
No. Well, Linkara had to do with it, but I always appreciate one of those statements.
Because Linkara didn't like Ninja Storm.
Oh.
Ecolardo26 says, Go Buster Ace. I really love its design, the fact that it doesn't need to combine with anything and can still take down an enemy Megazord on its own is enough to make it my favorite.
Steven Ketchum, Ash Ketchum's long lost brother, says, my favorite is Gao Kentaurus. It is a centaur thing, so come on, period. Thought I'd make it a thing. Oh, and hi, Hans. I mean, Dawson.
I get what you're talking about. That was like the same noise as the guy in the background. That was like, okay. Where are we? Kendra Lopez says, my favorite Megazord would be the Drive Max Ultrazord because it has 10 Zords without being a clustered mess.
Speaking of Gao Kentaurus, real quick. In Go Buster vs. Gokai, or whatever the fuck that's supposed to say, that part where it was just there. Like, they were Gao King at one point, and now all of a sudden they were Gao Kentaurus. They just kind of zoom in and hit something, and then it disappears.
Sounds like some Power Rangers editing.
I was really confused. Anyway, continue.
All right, next is Fedge Sesam. He says, Clawzord, he has four modes, can combine with Octo and the Samurai Megazord.
Hold on, what?
I have no idea.
I read Jeff's name backwards.
Oh, you read it backwards?
Oh. Yeah, because it was funny.
I have to call him that one time. That's a fun name, Fedge.
Fedge Sesam.
It was funnier in my head.
That's a good, like, alternate name. Like, oh, my name is Fedge.
Fedge. He sounds Swedish. Hello, I'm Fedge. Wait, that was a more Indian. Thank you, come again.
You can always count on Dawson the Racist.
Gary Baker says, when I was younger, I really liked the design of the Bokenger mecha, namely Die Voyager, because Bokenger was my first Sentai. Yeah, I didn't get into this shit till I was 13, Onori Chifu, but now it's Kuryujin simply because it's really cool. It has, what, three auxiliary mecha if you don't count Parasagon and Zaktor, also Overapu. Yeah.
And I'm awesome.
Okay.
I want to point that out to everyone.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, everyone loves me. Because I'm sexy.
Jared Castile says, the Kongazord from Power Rangers Wild Force. I don't know if that's going to that count. We were really talking Zords, but okay, we'll go with
it. I guess they did, but what do they call it? The Conga Megazord? Conga? What do they call it when it's
they call it the Kongazord.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Was like,
Brian's just stupid.
I thought the Kongazord was the gorilla.
No, that was the gorilla. Like, that was like, what did they call it? They just called it, like, Gorilla Zord.
Hold on.
We're going to Wikipedia this shit. Sorry, Jarvis.
Kongazord. Kongazord was with the others. I was there. I saw Rick Medina in person.
Okay, hold on. Elephant, giraffe, bugger, the gorilla. Blah, 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 blah.
The part where Brian finds out I'm right and doesn't want to admit it because it's the girl. Wild Force, Power Ranger.
Stupid name.
Bend this world together. Wild Force, Power Rangers.
Then again, Predazord is... They didn't like the term Megazord in that show. Fuck.
No?
It's probably Rick Medina. It was all Rick Medina.
Joshua Jarvis says, my son's favorite is the Clawzord so far. Clawzord. Clawzord. That's how they say it in Fancy Land. Clawzord so far. Jarvis, anybody ever ask you to, like, do stuff for him? Like, quick, get the armor ready. Call Moneypenny or whatever her name is. Pennyworth. Call Gwyneth Paltrow. There.
Pepper Potts?
Yeah, there we go. We'll start with a P.
Like, are you just stupid, or I don't understand?
Both.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dumbass.
Okay. Oh, man. So if you couldn't tell, I really like Decawing Robo.
No.
What else do I like? I have to give props to Kyoryuger just because it's so fucking over the top that it's fantastic. Other people are at liberty to say things while I think.
I like anything Geki related and anything that has to do with dinosaurs.
Go ahead, Ersol.
I was just going to say that originally, because I was thinking, I've been thinking about this for the past week or so, my answer was going to be GoBuster Ace, just because I really love the design, but I recently got the Astro Megazord down off my shelf, and I've been playing with it, and I've been reminded of how much I love the concept of just having a vehicle transform into the Megazord instead of five.
I really liked that when I was little. I don't know why I always liked it, but I think it was just because it was a singular toy that I could make a robot out of and didn't really have to like split it apart or anything like that. It was one thing that I could just take with me places. So I think that's why I liked it so much when I was little. Plus, I just like the concept of the little tiny space shuttle like jettisoning it out and like attaching to be the head. That was neat. I like space.
Yay, space! Except for they. Fuck you, Forza. Fuck you, Forza. Oh, excuse me. That was actually going to be my answer. It was the Astro Megazord. Oh, now I regret letting you go first.
That's sorry. A cool design, too. It's simplistic, and I like that.
I was going to say that.
I honestly
didn't think anybody else was going to pick it.
It's got a sword and shield. That's so cool.
God damn it, Ryan's just picking anything to say about it. Pick anything I have to say. It's got eyes. But basically what they said, like I liked that it was different and that it wasn't multiple things. I like its simplistic design. I liked just especially in space that it was like their home and it was just all in one, although it made it awkward if he had a bad Megazord battle. So like I feel like he'd always be a little bit more worried. Like, oh shit, my stuff's gonna fall over. Don't get hit.
I was kinda wondered about that. Like if you're fucking in this robot and it like falls over and shit, like wouldn't your like stuff just get all fucked up, like the bed just kind of tips over and like the engine falls out of place, like wouldn't that shit happen? Like
at least they had warnings with the Deca base. They're like, get the fuck out the way, bitch. This thing's moving. Japanese people jumping off. Like all right. Either get out of the way or jump out the window.
Get the fuck out of the way.
The American version just starts playing a song. Get out the way, move, bitch. Get out the way.
That should be our new motto.
Jump, jump, and word.
I ain't saying she ain't Goldie. Oh shit, we need to change the track. I had that one on repeat.
I will also say that I like the Astro Delta Megazord as well. The combined form.
For some reason, I could never do that as a kid. I don't know why. I was Fucking stupid. I probably lost pieces of my Delta Megazord. That's why I couldn't do it.
Well, it's... The way the Delta Megazord is designed, it's very odd to handle.
Because
it twists
limbs.
And turns. Well, like when you're combining it, it twists and turns and cranks in all sorts of directions. And it's... When you're a little kid, that can be kind of frustrating to get it all sort of aligned when you're trying to transform it.
You know what I love?
No.
Super Zeo Megazord.
Oh yeah, shapes are fun.
Geometry is awesome. You know, being good at geometry is the shit that got me into Advanced Algebra 2. I don't know how those correlate, but apparently to my math teacher it did. That was awful.
I loved my geometry class because it was all completion. The teacher put a bunch of problems up on the board and he would sit back and listen to music. And the entire class was completion, so I got an A in it. But then when I got to Algebra 2, I didn't know how to do anything. They're like, oh, let's just do this simple warm-up. I'm like, I'm fucked. Why are we using letters again?
Anything else?
Letters.
Well, I know you were thinking about other things, and then we kind of got caught up on the
shapes.
The Astro Megazord.
Oh, I never thought of anything else besides the Super Zeo Megazord.
Brian's just like, let me think. Ooh, cheese sticks.
I noticed a couple of people mentioned it. I do really love Magi King.
Yeah, Magi King is awesome.
I like the fact that it can turn into the dragon, and it doesn't look awful.
Yeah.
I like the name for Mystic Force, the Titan Megazord. It sounds so menacing.
I like the design. I like how it all combines together, and I actually really enjoy how it was used in the show, because it felt like it was used more sparingly than, like, because I think they didn't get it for quite a while, and then they lost it for quite a while.
They're like, we can't do it anymore.
Magic's hard.
We can't do the spell anymore because it got taken away. How does that work? I don't know. We lost the word.
They went inside of us and destroyed our dragons. That's from earlier.
They took our Magi phones and ripped that key off. We can't type it in anymore. Like, fuck.
Took out our SIM card.
Like, fuck. Can you imagine a changer that runs off a SIM card?
We had AT&T, so we couldn't do spells very well sometimes.
iMessage was down for over 24 hours. We couldn't text in our code.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Now it's time for... Hello?
Oh my god.
You almost made it. It's a... The Goma are attacking! Quick! The Goma are attacking! Goma!
Hold on, I got this. I've added Ursula.
No. I don't wanna. I refuse.
Okay. I'll put the little MP3 clip right here.
Final things!
Okay. He has a thingy and it's not final. Apparently it is because it ended.
It's final. In the season 3 finale, his thingy is final. Stay tuned. So, do you want to talk about the contest? Unless we've already talked about
it. Oh shit, I forgot that was a thing.
You might want to mention at the beginning too. Note to future us.
Let's see, write a note for us from tomorrow yesterday. Write a note about contest. So yeah, there's a contest, if no one noticed. It's up on the Podbean blog and on the Facebook, and I tweeted it. So you should honestly know by now. But if you don't, because you live under a rock or don't pay attention to social media, fuck you. Anyway, there's a contest that we're going to do, and you do get a prize of some sort. I don't know what it is.
You get a prize, probably. I love that.
I think I wrote in there somewhere that Dawson has to give up one of his extra toys or something.
Oh, you just, like, sell me out.
Well, it was the first thing that came to mind was that you have, like, two Deckeranger robos or something. I don't know what you have.
I'm not giving that away. Sorry, people. That was, like, $30-something. I have a bunch of extra memels. I don't know if I have memories. I know I have a bunch of extra medals, and I think I have a Ranger key set or two.
Okay. So that. But anyway, your task in this contest, should you choose to participate, is we need a new theme song for season 4, because that's how we roll, because our theme songs are dedicated to each season, because that's how we roll. And so basically, I wrote down the rules, except I don't have them in front of me right this second. Bam, look, there are the rules. so you can submit multiple entries, that's fine, whatever. You can use stock music or GarageBand loops if you want to, but try to, like, edit them or add something to it to make it cool. So do that if possible. They don't have to have narration, but it kind of helps, I think, to make it an actual, like, custom theme. But if you want narration in there, but you don't, either don't have the equipment or don't have the voice to do it, just write in timestamps where the narration's supposed to be, and I'll put it in there myself, or Aerosol can, or Kevin can, or somebody can.
Wow.
Good enough voice. Sorry, bro.
I see how it is.
And apparently the spray can's sticking around, so include him in the little roll call of names.
What do you mean, apparently? Like, you guys are the ones that decided this.
Shut up.
You see why I'm around? I'm around for them to abuse.
He's been trapped here since the Kabuto episode. He's non-existent.
Fuck, I forgot, I never did it.
Still, it's like a thing. It's, I feel like it's almost been a year now, but it's not right. But it's almost, it's been like 6 months for sure.
So anyway, so the latest token used in the coolest way possible. It doesn't have to be in there, but if you want to use it, go ahead. Nothing stopping you. And tell us about it. Like, did you make it completely from scratch using, like, GarageBand or something? Or did you take, like, a GarageBand loop and added this to it? Or did you use stock music from that one guy that everyone uses stock music from? Let us know so I can go check out the base material and stuff like that. And keep it to about 30 seconds to a minute long, just because that's how long intros are. Anything longer and people are like, when the fuck does the show start? But
They're probably still thinking. When are they going to get serious?
Except right now they're probably thinking, when is he going to stop talking about this contest? I'm not even going to participate in because I'm musically declined. But the deadline is Saturday, March. Wow. You're fucking late, guys.
You're late, assholes. You're not getting no medals.
Saturday, May 4th. That is when the episode before the finale for season 3 is going to be up, I think, if I math that right. And then it'll be announced in the finale of season 3, and then obviously played in the premiere of season 4. Probably played in the premiere of season 3. Just go, hey, look, here's the winner. And then email all submissions to ridersrangersandrambles@gmail.com, or, like, post it on the Facebook page or tweet it to us or something. But I prefer email just so I can keep it all in one place. Send it as an attachment or as, like, a Mediafire download or whatever you, whatever works best for you. I don't know how big those are and whether you can email them or not, so whatever works, but yeah, that's it. So, make us a theme, bitches.
We're too busy.
I just don't know how to use GarageBand properly. Like, so yeah, that is about it. So, this is where we normally end on something funny. Man, I don't really got anything.
Kevin's not snoring. I think he's dead.
Oh, you're right. I don't hear anything.
Yeah. Did he die? I mean, like, not really.
No, he's here.
Oh, what the hell, Kevin? At least snore so we know you're not dead. You just found happiness. Don't die.
I like how you're now criticizing him for not sleeping correctly.
Well, usually it's like a process. Like, you hear him, like, slowly, like, losing his life. And then he'll just be like,
hello.
And welcome to This Just Started an Hour Ago. You were very committed to that, Brian, and you just killed Aerosol.
I like it because the easiest things kill him. It makes me laugh.
I wish I could kill him.
Okay. You'll have your chance to shine.
God damn it, don't tell him that.
Hello, welcome to our
I'm
season.
I'm gonna kill you, bitch.
Hello. Then he laughs.
I don't respond to intimidation well.
You heard the robbery story or the burglary story? Yo, homie, give me your money.
Hello, Walker. Fuck!
Okay, I'm muting myself.
Okay.
Okay, so quick stopping point. Alright, so should I start doing the samurai theme and then you cut him with the ZQ?
Hold on, let me get my ZQ.
Okay.
Then what's the jingle going to be? Just samurai summaries?
Shit.
Or not samurai. Mega Force summaries.
I was just going to be like, just basically do an impromptu version and be like, now it's time for, and then just start playing the music. And then as soon as Brian does the ZQ noise, I'll just shut it off so it basically cuts it off.
Oh, yeah. Do that. Right. Hold on, right. Kevin, are you alive? That's what I thought.
I like how it's a normal way of asking it. Are you alive? That's what's going to happen when we die. Just whoever dies first in the group will just seem mildly disappointed. He seemed to have such energy during the GoBusters. I mean, Kyojuger summary. Okay, to be fair, I wasn't here for that. But it seemed like he would have. Where's your ZQ?
Alright, hold on, I got it. I thought I heard something.
The ghost?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if it was in the wall or if it was on the floor. Whatever, not important.
Bugs freaking the
shit out. Should I try to wake Kevin up or?
It's up to you. The Goma are attacking! Quick! The Goma! Akumaru has been fished out of hell like a goldfish. I guess that makes sense. I shouldn't have picked up the goldfish. I should have. Whatever. Just wake up!
Oh man, now I wish they were playing Go Fish instead of Old Maid.
Are you texting him?
Yeah, he's still not the Gomer attacking.
Wasta, Wasta!
Wait, it didn't start yet. Okay, just making sure it works. Alright, so let me know when we're okay.
Pretty sure it's in the wall.
What is it?
Probably like a mouse or something.
Oh, that's no big deal. I would just be freaking the fuck out. It's a mouse. Just screams like a girl and runs. That's exactly my plan.
Well, it's about the like time of the year that they start popping up. I like the walls down here for some reason.
Brian's got a ZQ and he's ready to get that mouse. Fuck you, mouse. ZQ! Mouse leaves.
Might as well go for the full effect and put it in gun mode.
Might as well make this legit.
That's how I'm gonna hunt mice with it. I vaguely remember this staying together better. Okay. There you go. Fuck you, mouse.
This chapter in the bloopers is called Fuck You, Mouse.
Okay. Anyway, fuck Kevin. So, alright.
Okay.
Do your thing.
Alright.
Alright, someone's back.
Hello.
I've returned.
Oh, that's convenient.
I was right behind Brian.
Met each other in the hallway, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll go first.
Well, this is awkward. How'd you get in my house? You live in Colorado. No one sees the wizard.
There's no one in my basement.
I'm touching your mom today. Sure. I didn't say anything about your basement.
I'll just go away. Happy birthday.
Is everyone here?
Here. No.
Where's Aerosol?
I was on mute.
He was touching himself inappropriately and now he's gone.
I was on mute. I'm right here. I'm talking to you.
Aerosol, where did you go?
Son of a bitch.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. What are we going to do, Kevin? Like,
oh, no, he did answer. Never mind.
Touch your mom inappropriately. What else?
My God.
Okay. Okay, Facebook, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess that helps if I log into Facebook.
I don't necessarily need to log in to see it.
Okay, we'll get to Facebook.
Well, all right. Now that matter's cleared up.
Oh, here it is. Couldn't find the question.
Man, Brian unpinned me. I've been demoted from pinned to unpinned.
Consider yourself unpinned.
No! My life is over.
Click. Why can't Facebook remember my fucking password? The podcast. Time for this week's whatever. Oh, yeah. Is everyone got it up?
Yep. It's a funny way of asking it. Before we start recording.
Actually, it's probably on silent. I don't think I got this. Well, let me try anyway. It's final thingies.
In case Dick. You were wondering.
And it's sending. Well, it's on silent because he was texting. I heard the clicks.
Oh, we almost made it. Hopefully we can wake him up for the past tomorrow. I mean, it's already happened. Okay, so final thingies? Do we have to do like an insert thing, or do we just go?